following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
Right this way, folks. You're now entering the corking room. This is where the final step in the bottling process happens, where we prepare all the corks for all the bottles of Brunello that you saw earlier.
This is PFW in progress.
I've always actually wondered about that. How do you cork the bottles?
Excellent question, my Bella. As you can see, we are soaking all the corks in this room right now.
PFW in progress.
These three guys right here are some of the most talented cork soakers. Say hello, you old cork soakers.
With Fred Kirsch.
Now, I'm curious, how does one become a cork soaker?
As we are like to say, cork soakers are born, not made.
Paul Perillo.
Luigi here was simply born to soak cork.
I love soaking a cork. I could soak a cork all night long if they let me.
And Andy. And Andy?
So, are all corks the same?
No. I like to soak the big, thick cork.
Andy Hart.
The great thing about the cork soaking is that while you are soaking the cork, you can also massage at the grapes.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
Could you teach me how to soak cork?
You know, when are you walking in here, I could have sworn you're already an expert cork soaker. Yeah.
And you never know who else might stop by.
Thank you. I dabbled in college.
PFW in progress.
Do you ever run out of corks to soak?
This one vintage was unusually large, and I thought Giuseppe would need the extra corks.
And I thought Marcello would need more corks.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
So we soaked each other's corks at the same time.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. We are live from Scottsdale, Arizona, and the guys just got back from Media Day. It's Tuesday, as everyone knows. It's 2 o'clock here, Mountain Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. A little bit of a change in the schedule for everyone, but I hope we didn't inconvenience our loyal listeners too much. So, guys, what do you think so far? Impressions? Tom, this is your first. Andy, this is your third?
Fourth.
Paul, this is your 10th, right?
He actually goes back to the old just NFL championship days, pre-Super Bowl.
He was there for the Ice Bowl.
How were those Cleveland Brown teams, Paul? I heard they were very good.
Going back to the 40s with Paul.
Fred, you know we've been raving about this. This has been so far. I know we're only 3 days in, basically, but the setup, and I agree with Bill, everything that has been done is way better than Jacksonville, way better than Houston. Stadium's beautiful. The hotel's beautiful. Transportation is not anywhere near as bad as it was. Everything's great.
I can't imagine what those were like because I'm having a hell of a time.
All right. Well,
I am. Everything's, like Andy said, I thought there was going to be all inconveniences. Everything's
way, Fred,
been great.
You got three guys that do nothing but complain to you all the time.
And we're happy.
We can't find one.
I'm done. My job is done. I'm going home.
Of course, I'm still thinking about Kelly Pickler's boobs. But
well, we're going to get into that.
I was actually working for it.
We're going to get into that.
We got a couple things to talk about there.
Absolutely.
So much for cleaning this show up because we're in the hallway of the team hotel.
We don't care. This is all right. But just so everyone knows, we are located, to give everyone a little visual.
I'm leaning against
the corner.
We've got the Media Relations Department. We've got Kraft Sports Productions run by Matt Smith and us in one half of a small ballroom. So we've got about 35 people in a ballroom. Right now we're right outside that in a hallway. And the only thing,
your mic is over there, Fred, not over here.
Okay.
Why don't you put it in your hand like this?
What? I don't like carrying things.
Okay.
But anyway,
Fred is taking the week off, just so everyone knows.
So we're right outside the room right there, and probably going to bother them for the next 2 hours. You know what? I just realized I got to get my laptop over here.
For emails. How are you going to read
emails?
What have you been doing all day?
What have you been doing all day?
I forgot because we've got this ISDN line.
Listen,
we've got Dan,
Fred,
back in. Dan, are you there?
I'm here, guys.
Okay, I just wanted you to say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Okay,
that's otherwise known as Mini Gary.
I'm turning your volume down now. All right, so
listen,
Dan's back in Foxborough.
You go get your laptop.
Okay.
We'll continue to talk amongst ourselves.
Right.
Because let's be honest, Fred has nothing to talk about other than the inside of this room in here.
He hasn't been out of there in 4 days.
All he's done is eaten and been in that room.
Well, guys, you know how at the Super Bowl we always like to stargaze. We tell about all the famous people. Well, just now, just to my left, Brian Lowe just walked.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So this is certainly
it's a big
way better than Kelly Pickler.
I have to say, though, you watch this on TV, the Media Day, and
you don't get it.
It doesn't do it justice.
No.
You have to be there to see it. first of all, the best looking women I've ever seen.
Yep.
At a where sports writers are hanging out. It's just weird. You have people in wedding
TV
dress.
Azteca.
But listen, I don't know how you get a job with TV Azteca.
I do. Yeah, you're skinny and you have large breasts.
I'm putting in my resume. Idea. But you just
don't fit.
It's unbelievable. 8-year-old kids asking questions. It's anything you could possibly imagine is over there. As Michael Strahan said at one point, boy, they'll give a microphone to anybody around here.
It's true.
It's true.
From like great former players, Marshall Faulk, Deion Sanders, to TV Azteca women, to little
us.
Kids, to a guy with two puppets asking questions.
The puppets are my favorite.
It just and
I
what
love
was the
puppets.
Other guy?
A wizard
or
swami.
A magician?
It's a swami. Yeah.
Oh, wow. We had two swamis in the building?
He gave some power to a Kyle Eckel.
He could use a little more.
But Ray Ventrone, very happy. I interviewed him right after Kelly Pickler. He had a smile from ear to ear.
Yep, I still have that smile on myself. And anyone who wants to see the photo of Paul and Andy being creepy, go to a PFW, blog.pfwonline.com.
Yeah, the blog, we're killing on the blog.
Yeah, fans are loving the blog because what we've basically done is divide the information. If it's serious, you know, game-related, we put it on patriots.com. If it's us just taking in Super Bowl week and being stupid, it's on the blog.
That's pretty much
so
the
far
way
the
goes.
Blog seems to be more popular.
Seems
yeah.
to be more popular.
But and Fred will want to talk about this later. I think Patriots.com has done, you know, a lot of different things.
Oh, people are raving about
it.
What we've been able
people
to
are raving about
and
it.
We shouldn't even say we because we've had nothing to do with Fred and you know,
Fred's had nothing to do with it.
And Chris and Jana and all the craft sports people. We had, when we got in here on Sunday, all five press conferences going on at the same time,
yep.
live, and they were streaming with the video and the audio. Never been done before. You know, hats off to Fred and his minions.
And Fred has become so big, so big, Paul, that I'm actually getting press releases now with quotes from Fred Kirsch in them when I was sitting right next to him as he was saying them. So that's how big you've become, Fred. You're just unbelievable.
You want to make $5 the hard way.
All right. Conversely, Paul's so big, he's admitted he's 14 pounds heavier than he's ever been in his life.
Ever in my life.
Well, we're getting three squares
even,
a day here.
Didn't even blame the scale
right.
either.
No, he says the scale here at the Kierland Resort is working, and it's just
working overtime.
I don't do the Tom Casale. It must be the scale.
Right. No. So you two, add you two together. What are you going these days? You got a combined half ton there.
I'm losing weight.
Yeah, you are.
I am. I've been eating good here.
All right, so you guys got here on Sunday with the team.
We did. We didn't come out early like you and Chris Pereira.
Yeah. Started with the rally.
Well, we weren't at the rally because we had to go through security.
But there were about 15,000 people
plus,
at the rally.
More than 15,000.
And a lot of, one guy drove from Pennsylvania just
was
to
it
get
the
there.
Fan of the year?
The one from the Pocono?
Oh, Pocono, Mr. Noon? None?
Yes.
Noon?
Pat Noon. And not Pat Good, as
Paul wrote
in
the paper.
Patriots football.
And I mean, it was snowing. It was bad weather, but the 15,000
romantic
people,
Bill called.
Can I ask you a question, Fred?
Yeah.
Some guys came out, waved to the fans, and everything. Some guys walked by the fans with sunglasses on and like didn't even turn their heads. Isn't that a bit disrespectful? Like, can't you just even throw a wave? It's like the fans weren't even there. You know what I mean? I've heard a couple people comment on that. Some fans that some of the guys didn't even bother like looking over.
I don't think that they mean it to be disrespectful to the fans. I think they're just so nervous and butterflies and. I bet you it's guys that haven't done this before, right?
I don't know who. I just heard that.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're just in a zone.
He's got an excuse for everything.
No, I just don't think that. Why would you go out of your way to be disrespectful? Like,
no, I know. That's why I was wondering.
You're a bad guy.
You know all the fans
I
are
just
there.
Don't think they were thinking about it. I think they were probably just thinking about getting on the plane and where they're going and what's about they're about to
some
do.
Some people could just be uncomfortable in that. Not so much that they're being disrespectful.
Right.
It's kind of... That amount of attention just
and it's
for
different.
Walking from the, from the stadium.
Tom, it's sort of like when we were with Felger, and he doesn't mind doing a radio show, but he doesn't want a live audience.
Right.
It's sort of like if you're on the football field in front of 68,000, it's one thing. But if
they're standing
right over
there
by that you know, gate and yelling for you, it's a little different.
And a lot of them, for some guys, it might be an act of humbleness. You know,
well,
I'll let the stars wave, and I'm just here. I'm just a cog in the wheel.
But it wasn't just the start. We laughed because we saw a huge sign, a sheet. For
Pierre Woods.
So a lot of different players had, like, fans that were there. And I got to give props to that one lady who was yelling the...
the whole time. Like,
she was
for
annoying.
Half hour.
If you're listening, you were really annoying.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, she was outside by the bus.
You know, when the rally ended, Fred, and the players went inside.
Al Qaeda or something?
I don't know what that means.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Anyway, when the players went inside, the fans didn't necessarily leave Foxborough Stadium. They went out to the parking lot behind the bike fences and everything set up, and the rally just continued right on through the time that all the players got on the bus and we left.
And that lady went nonstop.
And I should add that right on all the way down Ring Road and out onto Route 1, and even when we got onto 95, there were people like waiting there to offer whatever well wishes
they could.
The
worst part was when we were going up 93 and people going south on 93 were like slowing down and stopping to wave at the bus in regular highway traffic. It's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Well, and then we had a firefighters that were at the airport. To send off
the
team.
Oh, they had the water shooting up in the air?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't see any water.
They were just like on the stairs.
The way they kind of flanked the players as they came up, and that was definitely a nice send-off. And we should add, Stacey James, the media relations director, just told me that it was 4,800 credentials for this week.
Right.
For the whole week. There was about 3,000 last year.
Holy Moses.
So much for your
nobody cares about the Super Bowl.
Nice one, call there.
You know, it's just a week and an event that keeps getting bigger. You wouldn't think it could possibly get any bigger, but it is.
Yes, and Andy,
that's just Matt's crew. I don't know.
And Andy and I saw where we're going to be sitting for game day. So
Holy Moses.
After the game, if anybody wants to email in and tell us what happens, we'd appreciate it.
You know, but you'll be near Andy Rooney. You can ask him.
It's a very
He won't make it up there. He'll die on the way out.
It's a very impressive stadium, but... I have my fingers crossed, Fred, that I am like New Orleans. I mean, not like New Orleans.
Oh, you're in the
out.
Press box.
Oh, I am in with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're not with me, but you're in the press
box. That's even better. Too much on edge. I won't be able to handle you.
Yeah. We could only get three press box passes. I need it, of course. And Chris, because he needs it. And then because Mr. Senior
Chris took
here.
Yours.
Chris took yours.
Well, I
that's,
need that.
That's good stuff.
That
good.
I got to have
that hurts right here, Fred. That cuts
I can't tell you how happy I am.
He's got to be doing the update. At the minute that game is
over.
I can't
tell you how happy I am.
He has to have like 10
I would have cared if you were there, but the fact that
this took
your spot is phenomenal.
Do you know what Skype is?
That's important. That just makes it even better.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Ferreira, the webmaster, has been here since
Don't think that's not going on the blog.
Saturday.
Since Saturday. Came down with me and Janet Gauthier, who was
our you say her name? Gauthier?
Well, I never knew how to say it.
I thought it was Gauthier.
Gauthier, well, for Americans.
Well, I would say in French it would be Gauthier.
Well, she's an American. I'm an American, so I would think it's Gauthier.
You got to figure how many people are tuning in to hear like what's going on in Arizona, and we're discussing the last names of people we
were. Some person no one's ever heard.
I just, you know. So she's been here saying we've been getting all this website stuff ready.
Right.
Because, you know, we had to be ready before you guys got here because they've been putting up Patriots Now, Kraft Sports Productions. As soon as they got off the bus, people could see video of that. Going to the practice, you know, so we're trying to give them as much inside stuff as we can on a team that doesn't allow a lot of inside stuff.
Well, we have a ton of we have a ton of stuff. I mean, one media member said to us today, you got Patriots today, Patriots this afternoon, Patriots tonight, Patriots tomorrow.
Patriots in a couple minutes.
Yeah, Patriots in an hour. We got it all.
That was the big O, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Glenn Ordway was talking.
Good for him.
Very,
all I see is you guys got something up there every 30 seconds. Something
Make sure
new.
You tell
That's
your
good.
It's killing on the internet.
I'm glad he's watching.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Yeah. And I hope everyone's listening. The email address is webradio@patriots.com. We can't take phone calls today.
Because Fred doesn't know the number because it's not on a piece of paper in front of him.
No, so he can't announce it like this, 508.
Yeah. And then look the other way and talk
you don't
out
know,
of the
go ahead. Say the number.
508-543-7268.
Not even close.
7487.
Not even close.
Now we have this.
Did I catch a niner in there?
Like, what are they
Was
doing?
That a niner? We're not calling from an airplane. It's a hallway.
Did you see Brian Lowe walk by?
I did.
Yeah. I did. In fact, I mentioned it when you went to get your.
This is like a radio laptop. Row. He wanted us to stop him and say, "Oh, Brian Lowe."
This is more like radio closet back here.
Yeah.
But that's where's Eric?
This is kind of reminiscent of your digs back at the old Foxborough Stadium before I started working.
That's
this,
it. We were literally in a coat closet back then.
So. That's where every day, Tom. That's where their office was.
So, Tom.
Yeah.
And now that we're done with this, why don't we get to the main story of the day?
Yes, the
19-0 book,
yes,
apparently on Amazon.
Well, that and the whole thing that the New York media is doing against his team.
Okay,
which we'll get into. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I know it's a pre-order book. I figured that out the second the question was asked. There's a book on Amazon.com that you can pre-order about the Patriots 19-0 season, and that obviously filtered its way
down to the Giants, and there was some good responses. Brandon Jacobs, who I was standing there listening to, thinking to myself, wow, this guy's kind of boring, but you know what he has? He has a quick fuse. When he turns, it really turns. He didn't want to talk about Wilfork, but when they asked him about the book, that's when he snapped. He said, if people go out and buy that book before this game, they're going to be pissed off after it. And then Reggie Torbor, the linebacker, said that he was going to not only buy this book, but he was going to buy the sequel, the one where they go 18-1 after they beat him.
I think that stuff is funny.
Yeah, it is.
And, just like I think, that, you know, we make too much of it the other way, I think.
But it's also motivation. Funny. Let's not pretend if you're a Giant, it doesn't bother you that there's a 19-0 book in, like, the processes of being.
Of course it does.
Out.
It's
and
just not going to have anything to do with the game.
Right. Zach Diassi said that, well, you know, obviously my father's rooting for the Giants. And I said, you sure about that? But he found out about the. I mean, it made its way down, though. It was like one of those things that caught fire in 2 minutes. And he said he was going to buy one and have all his friends back home sign it after they won.
Yeah, who loves this? Amazon.com.
Well,
yes.
And in case anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, the Boston Globe is planning on doing a book if the Patriots win. And you can pre-order it now on Amazon.com.
Right.
There's no title or image or anything, but I guess this is a common practice on Amazon.com.
Oh, God, yeah.
Of course it is.
All these those things like the parade.
Yeah.
It's like the parade route that you have to have set.
Word got out, and now, you know, the Giants are using it for bulletin board material, much as the Patriots would if they were
the underdog.
You know, and I, you know, they should, but I think what the New York media is doing this week is ridiculous. I mean, they've just thrown objectivity out the window. They're worse than I am.
You should be proud.
Well, yeah, they're worse than I am, though.
What have they done?
I haven't really had much chance to read the New York
I mean, particularly the New York Post.
Well,
they did a thing Monday. They listed all the guys on the Patriots that had any type of criminal record in the past.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
That is low.
That's ridiculous.
They had mug shots of each one.
Oh,
I mean, it was
you're telling me no Giants have a criminal record?
Well, of course they do. But that's my point.
No, I know, but that's not even in any way related to the game.
That's
or
what
funny.
I'm saying.
That's just stupid.
I actually think the New York media is doing as much a disservice to the Giants, and this is the New York media as a whole, not the New York Post. I think that some of the comments they've made have been rather innocuous, and the New York media
has made
the Giants' comments seem to be much more bulletin board than they really are. I mean, the Plaxico Burress thing.
Yeah.
You know, this whole, they're painting it out to be Anthony Smith.
Right.
Yeah. And,
I don't really think that should he say that I think we're going
to
lose?
Right. Well, that's what Brandon Jacobs said. He said, I don't know what you're asking me. If you're asking me to back him up on the fact that he thinks we're going to win, he said, of course I am. He said, we came here to win the game. We didn't come here to hand him the trophy.
And I think they're trying to paint it out that he was a brash, you know, trash-talking wide receiver that, like Anthony Smith with Pittsburgh. And that's the New York media playing that up. And, that's what they do. And now they'll go to the Patriots when they have the, you know, what do you think of that? Like, I heard Asante Samuel talking today. He said, to be honest with you, today was the first I really heard of it. But, you know, I would expect those guys to think they were going to win the game. You know, but obviously it's one of those things that's going to be talked about after the game.
One of the Giants actually had a pretty good quote on that. He said, wow, he's got us holding them to 17 points. Huh? That'd be pretty good.
That's what I said. I would be much more surprised if the end of the game comes and the Patriots only had 17 points.
Right.
if you told me the Giants are going to win.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I thought both media days were – there was some fun. There was a lot of
– Bill continues to be joking around with the media, having
his
fun.
His best season ever by far.
Andy believes that you believe Tom Brady was intoxicated.
Tom Brady was as open and loose in a press setting as I've ever seen him. I've never seen anything like that. Asking the media questions, asking, like, interacting, just throwing stuff out
there.
But
he was like a rock star out there.
There was a guy from England who asked him, how do you feel being the stud of the NFL or whatever he worded it?
And, I mean, it's like Strahan said. He said, I'm jealous that I'm not Tom Brady. I wish I was him.
I mean, we've learned that he has just blown up. He's a worldwide phenomenon. TMZ, all this celebrity gossip crap. He is a superstar that we haven't seen in New England ever.
There was a woman from TV Azteca
dressed
in a wedding
dress.
Gown who proposed to him there.
Yes. I wouldn't call it a gown, but
gowns actually go longer. Half of that gown, butt cheek.
It was more of a stripper's outfit.
Yeah, okay.
Not our strippers, but a real stripper.
Oh.
And it may have had a real stripper in it.
And, it may or may not have had a real stripper inside. I haven't been able to confirm
She was asking everybody, what do you think? Will he propose to me? And most people are shooting it down or whatever. And Bill said, I think you'd have to ask him. And then she said, am I better than Giselle? And he said, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, there you go.
Everyone was having fun. And I have to say, Fred, if they don't re-sign Dante Stallworth, I will slam Bill Belichick. He's my favorite player on the team. I've never seen a guy have more fun.
Yeah, but the guy that was there today wasn't Dante. It was Nico.
Was Nico there?
Yeah, Nico was there today.
Well, he was having fun. He was, you know, bringing things up with the media, having a good time.
In-N-Out Burger.
So
why you never had that? Matt Smith's crew is bringing in food. There's a whole tent full of food over there. In-N-Out Burger.
And they're dangling it in front of Paul.
That's a good way to lose an arm.
I don't know if you know, but I'm 14 pounds heavier than I've ever been in my life.
I've never heard of an In-N-Out Burger. What is that?
Oh, I have, but I've never had them.
No? Is that like probably a Southwestern thing?
It's probably a hamburger. It tastes like every other hamburger.
Well, people rave about them. I don't know if they're any different than...
Really?
Andy will try one and give us his expert opinion.
I could have used that today.
Not bad. All right. Use more mustard.
Why? What was wrong? You had Mexican food, yeah. And they had cold cuts.
Yeah, I wish I had gone with the cold
cuts. The fajitas were a little stale, the actual wrap thing.
I made the mistake of not just going for the cold cuts.
All right.
No Papaginos.
The big news,
though, is
Andy and Tom's room situation.
Yes.
That was a big, big problem. What happened over there?
I have the sleep apnea mask, Fred, which I don't wear at home.
And doesn't work.
But I brought it here so I wouldn't snore, so Andy could sleep, and apparently it didn't work, and I was snoring too loud, and Andy had to sleep in the bathtub because I was snoring, and then I believe you made arrangements to get him another room.
Then the best boss in the world stepped in.
Well, I just don't want to listen to the two of you complaining all day.
I wasn't complaining.
He didn't have anything to
complain about. Tom slept like a baby.
It would have been better if he wasn't sleeping. Then I would have been.
But, I'm sure it was annoying, but there's not. Now, apparently the fans have spoken and said that surgery doesn't work to not get it. So I don't know what to do. Now, strippers, I'm sure you're out there and other people, they know. How do you get rid of snoring? Like, what do you do? Like if you're snoring,
well, if you have a deviated septum, you need to fix that.
Well, I have a deviated septum,
so that's step number one.
Okay,
I think.
Are we really going into this on Super Bowl week?
No, I'm just. But I'm sure the fans out there know about snoring. So strippers probably have.
Well, they do it during the show all the time.
Well, so Paul talks.
Andy,
no laugh. I don't get it.
Andy, you have a new roommate who you like a lot.
Jason Dalrymple, the webmaster for New England Revolution.
Yes.
His new claim to fame is he's my roommate. Because let's be honest, that Revolution thing not really catching on.
And I now have a suite with two beds, so it kind of worked out for everyone involved.
Yeah, Fred, how's this going to work on Thursday? Am I okay?
Yeah, you're up. You know what, Creek?
I'm back with him.
I don't know. No, we'll have to work something out.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Thanks, Fred.
I mean, we're not going to do this and then just go back to Thursday.
And we should say, Fred, you've been doing a hell of a job down here.
You have been.
Don't even start with
your organizational skills have gone through the roof.
Don't even
start. But, Fred, I'm saying you don't do anything back at Gillette that I ever see. You kind of just sit around, stare at your computer screen.
Obviously, you were doing your job.
But
this week
here, I've seen you in action.
This could not be any smoother.
You guys should have seen them when you were gone, before I left to go to the Giants the other day, when they were doing all the press. You should have seen them barking out orders. I never
ready two, take
like
two.
That.
Ready one, take one.
All right.
Did you have a cigarette going?
Well, that was
night?
Cool. I'm glad you brought that up. Sunday night when the Patriots first got here and they had all the multiple press conferences, we got it so that on the splash page of Patriots.com you could see all the press conferences going on at the same time. And you could just click on the one that you wanted to listen to.
It's good stuff.
So it was pretty cool.
It's
very
unprecedented
cool
stuff. No one's ever done it.
We're going to do that again tomorrow morning.
8 a.m.
10 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, yeah.
8 o'clock local time. But so do your conversion wherever you're listening to in the world.
So workplaces are going to come to a screeching halt tomorrow around 10 a.m. when people not only bog down the Internet with all this video feed coming in, but stop working
now,
to listen to players.
Andy, did you happen to catch my blog of what Dante Stallworth thought of Josh McDaniels when he first saw him?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty funny. What did he say? He was a thought he was a student
trainer or something?
Yeah, and then McDaniels...
No, really, what do you do?
Yeah, McDaniels told him he was the offensive coordinator, Fred, and Stallworth replied, yeah, sure, dude. No, really, what do you do?
So let's be honest. We have a trend here with Dante Stallworth. He doesn't have a lot of respect for people. He thought Wes Welker, never heard of him. I live in Miami, never heard of him in the OC.
And you know what's weird about that, Andy? He said that again today. He said, I knew Jabbar from college, and I obviously knew Randy. He said, I had no idea who Wes Welker was, but he knows like college football. We hear him in the locker room talking about guys like that Selvey from South Florida. So it's not like he doesn't know football, and he had no idea who Wes Welker was. That's pretty weird.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that he also, they had that trip that the wide receivers took to New York before the season, and he told Wes Welker, you're going to lead the team in receptions, dude.
All of a sudden, he went from not knowing who he was to you're going to lead the team.
He went from
he was right.
3 months later, all of a sudden, you had a
That's
complete
a good thing he didn't pick himself.
That wouldn't have worked out.
All right.
Freddie, should we get into the weather, the rain?
Well, you can talk
now
about
Now it's sunny,
that.
But still chilly.
It's very chilly.
Yeah, it is chilly.
Yep.
There's a chill in the air here, but it is sunny. And the even the players were commenting with Media Day. They opened the roof right when we got there. And it was chilly in there. And you know, Lawrence Maroney and some of the players were complaining about how
What do you think about Sunday? Tomorrow? Open or closed?
I think the roof will be closed Sunday because they're expecting the possibility of some showers. And I think if there's any possibility,
why not
close
just
it.
Close it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Control it. Even Silverman, a photographer, said the networks like it because it's more controlled lighting.
Well, and I also heard that they have to make that decision 90 minutes before the game.
I believe
and then whatever they do, they have to stick with
it. Right. They're not going to open and close.
I don't understand that. Why is that?
I don't know because, you know,
home field I could see.
And I could also see.
Because Bill would be going one way on offense when it closed and then open it up, let the rain in.
I can understand. Whatever it is at game time, it has to stay throughout the game. That makes sense to me because you don't want to change the conditions potentially during the game. But 90 minutes before the game, it took like 5 minutes for that thing to close.
But I think they don't want rain. They, you know, just be sure, get it done early so that if it did rain, it could dry a little bit, whatever. They must not have good drainage there, I just thought of, since the sheet rolls in from outside on a concrete floor.
Well, judging on the drainage everywhere else, I'm going to guess they don't have good
The good news is if they close the roof, Andy and I will be able to touch it from where we're sitting.
That's true. That'll make two retractable domes I've touched. Houston and beautiful place, though, Fred. I really like it.
I can't wait to see
it. I thought it was a nice place.
I literally have not been out of the hotel since I've been here Saturday.
No, you have not. In the middle. Yeah, didn't you rent a car?
I did.
Use it?
It's been sitting in the parking lot. Tonight, I have to go to the Vine, which is a sports bar in Phoenix. That's the official fan club headquarters for the Arizona Patriots fan club, and we're going to go over there. And I think Robert Kraft is going to be there, and Andre Tippett. And
wow!
So,
how many people in that club?
400. Like 300-400 people. So.
The Vine will be packed with Patriots fans. You bringing Carol Hardy? Oh, no, she's not here yet.
She's not here. She'll
you bringing
be here
PFWs?
Thursday.
Pass some of those around?
They just arrived today. I'll be bringing them. Yeah.
Get those out there. Yeah, that's key.
Yeah. So that's a big night. And then, of course, the media parties tonight.
And, of course, Andy and Tom will be on New England Cable News because Fred screwed us.
Everybody will be watching that.
Crying out loud.
Fred, now, what do you think? My impression of the Giants.
I like how they don't complain about things.
This is the only thing I'm complaining about.
I think if you turn this way when you talk, they won't hear you.
It's a dramatic effect. It's an aside. I know they hear. I would like to go to the Vine, Fred, but we can't experience the Vine nor the party because we have to do that stupid TV show that I think is stupid.
You don't have to do the TV show until...
We got that when you called it stupid.
Until 7:30.
Okay, well, let's move on.
7:30.
What time do you tell you to be there?
We have to be there by 8.
So,
8 local time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right dead smack in the center of the media party.
Okay, well, that's fine.
But
yeah, it's fine for you. You're not going.
Fred, I got the feeling just being around them. I was telling Eric on the way home, when I used to gamble, I used to like to watch Media Day to see if there was a different kind of vibe. And I remember I had a big play on the Ravens, and I wanted to see the Giants. And they were scared to death. They weren't loose. The Ravens, you could just tell they knew they were going to win. But today I got a feeling that the Giants, they're not cocky, but I think playing the Patriots, they kind of know what to expect. I think when you see the Patriots on film, then you see them on the field, you don't realize how good they are. But I think the Giants kind of know how good they are because they've been on the field with them. And I think that game is giving them confidence. I don't know if they have enough talent to win the game outright, but I think they know from being on the field that they can at least compete with them.
Well, that game has been interesting on both sides because Rodney talked a lot yesterday. Defensively, the Patriots, he said, could not have played much worse, and he guarantees they won't play that bad this Sunday because they were just flat out terrible. And, you know, so their approach is we beat them and could not have played any worse.
Right.
The Giants are saying we hung with the best team in football.
Right, right. Which,
so it's,
to me, is advantage Patriots.
But I still think
it goes. I think it comes down to Eli Manning.
I do agree with Fred that it's advantage Patriots, but I also think that they could play worse than they played offensively.
Yes,
right. Patriots played very well that night. I think they scored on something like 7 out of their 11
especially
drives.
Especially Randy Moss.
I mean,
some big plays in that game
if he
does what he's done the last couple weeks.
I don't think they're going to score much more than 38. And, I don't think the Giants would be able to keep up. But I agree with Fred. I think advantage would be with the Patriots because I don't think that the Giants can play much better than they did, whereas I think the Patriots can.
And I really think that Manning has a lot of the pressure on him because I think so much falls on his shoulders. He has to play well. There is no, we'll just fall back on the running game, this whole theory, we're going to keep the ball away from him. I'm not buying that.
Well,
for
you
a
have
second.
To throw the ball
yeah.
to be able to
right.
do that.
You'd
so
have
you
to do what the Eagles
do
did.
Thing. You have to
move it down
even
the field.
What Jacksonville did throughout the first
right.
half. They kept the ball away, but they didn't do it by running Jones-Drew
right.
and Taylor. They did it by mixing that with Garrard being tremendously effective. I'm not sure that Manning can do that, but we'll see. I mean, over the last month, he's been able to do that.
All right.
He's managed the game.
And every player, by the way, that I talked to about that, I talked to a lot of the defensive players today, that's what their message was. Listen, this guy already did it against us. He had the highest passer rating that we've given up all year, the highest passer rating that he's had all year. You know, he didn't make any mistakes. You know, we really need to do something to change that. And that's what the focus is. So, you know, I'm kind of with Tom here. I'm thinking that some mistakes are going to probably pop
yeah.
up because it sounds to me, based on the comments, that one thing they're going to be trying to take away is going to be Eli
Manning.
Manning.
Right.
Yep. All right, Dan, it's 2:30 local time. That means we have to take a break, and we'll be right back.
A tremendous performance. The Patriots win the AFC Championship.
Your New England Patriots are AFC champions and are off to Arizona for Super Bowl 42. And you can join them when they play for their fourth Super Bowl championship just by shopping at the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com. That's right. Go to the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com for your AFC Championship gear, and you can win a trip for two to the Super Bowl. You can get the same AFC Championship hat and t-shirt the players were wearing on the field. Check out the huge collection of AFC Champion merchandise with items like sweatshirts, ladies' tees, keychains, and many Pro Shop exclusive items that you won't find anywhere else. Can't make it to Foxborough? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and gear up for the Super Bowl and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. And remember, just for shopping at PatriotsProShop.com, you will be entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 42. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Sunday leading up to the Super Bowl.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Miles and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Food Master, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free exclusively from the New England Patriots. This authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress, webmaster Chris Ferreira says that a new Patriots Now with an update from Media Day has been posted. Can you promote it on PFW in Progress? Nope, I don't have time to do that.
Now, Fred,
sorry.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is the Chris Ferreira who will be sitting in the press box.
All
with
right.
You
that's right. Okay. That's right.
Doing nothing.
My right-hand man. Making all the updates.
Maybe well, he doesn't between you and Paul. But, what is that? Pickup truck skiing or something?
let's be fair though. The guy
I'm
doesn't
not going to be with them.
The guy doesn't get a day myself. Off, so this is his reward.
This is it.
And he's been happy as ever this week. He's been all smiles for the first 3 days.
He's away from his wife.
He's away from the dictator at home.
Last night, we when everything was done, it was late. We went outside. And
I didn't, though.
Had a beer.
You didn't call
me. I didn't call you.
Yes. Or me.
I gave Chris a cigar.
You didn't call any of your boys. Good to see.
This is the last time he had a cigar. It was a Garcia Vega. So this was a big step up
yes.
for him. So,
should I know what that means?
They're like
cheap a dollar.
Oh. And you bought the best, didn't you?
Well, someone gave them to me.
I like cigars, but I was up them. In my room.
Who, Castro? top shelf.
So
give me a margarita. So were you drinking down there?
I had a beer.
I thought there were rules against us drinking at the team hotel. That's what Fred Kirsch thinks about rules. Nah.
You know.
Okay, good to know.
And then the other night before you guys got here, you know, we went and had dinner down here. This is before they had
so
Chris, myself, Jana, Jess Gelman, who's running all the cars for us, we went and had dinner. And then about half hour later we had a meeting with Matt Smith's crew, all the video crew, and they were going to have their own dinner. So Matt says, you know, everybody wants dinner tonight, you know, raise your hand. Chris raises his hand. I go, you just ate!
He's the best. If it's free, it's for him.
I hope he gets a divorce soon.
He's so much happier without his wife.
Nicer guy.
I told him, Fred, he is the MVP of the trip so far. It's early yet. You know, votes can change.
He can still crash.
The guy has had a smile on his face from the moment we walked in.
My vote is in. He's got Andy Hart's seat in the press box. My vote is in.
I've never seen a guy so happy to enjoy free food.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio@patriots.com. We got a lot of emails in. Thank you, everyone, for sticking with us this week during the Super Bowl.
And reading the blog.
Yep. We'll be here every day from 2 to 4 local, which is 4 to 6 Eastern, and wherever you are. Just
anytime you want on the iPod.
Yeah, do the math, and then Gary's going to repeat it throughout the day.
24 hours a day?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Wall-to-wall.
A wall-to-wall loop of us.
Strippers, by the way, Andy and I need a little bit of help.
Send an email.
Yeah, we need an email.
Say that again.
We need an email with the information that you provided us last week that none of us was smart enough to hold on to for that you know, that place that you described to us.
That establishment.
The safe place.
Right. Well, The safe one. We're not looking to get in any trouble.
You know, a name, a contact person you put us in touch
just
with.
Just the name of the place is all we need.
Right. I'd like the contact person.
I'm not really all interested in that.
Well, I think the funny thing is I was laughing today because after you guys came back from Media Day and you had your little fun with Kelly Pickler.
Yes.
Andy posted that on the blog and you posted the picture. And then Andy, I could tell he was thinking, uh-oh, I better call the wife.
No, I told her. I wrote right in the blog that
I
was going to tell her.
But you also called her so that she heard it from you first.
And
what
I sent her the link
to
show her the picture, and she then commented on the link.
I sent
there was some damage control being done.
No, she knows. As she said in her – read the comment from her. She knows I've always liked big boob blondes.
I was going to say, because these two really have to worry about Kelly Pickler putting the moves on them.
Right.
I've always liked
big
boob blondes.
Trust me.
But you don't understand. Women, wives don't like you on the road not thinking about them.
But listen, trust
me. I've always told Deidre she knows I love her because she's a brunette with small boobs, and I like big boob blondes.
Beth and Deidre, you have nothing to worry about. I've been out with these two, and ain't a girl ever looked at them since I've been with them. Don't worry.
They're not looking at Tom either.
She called you the same thing, but it was small. Something else.
Thought we were cleaning it up for this hallway presentation of PSW.
You started it.
Fred, you started
but you're the executive VP of whatever you do.
And let me tell you something. You
apparently
involved
sitting in a room.
Week, Fred.
All right. Yeah, that's enough of that. All right. Let's get to some emails,
could
shall we?
We?
Let's see. Emerson writes in. He says, "No,
Fittipaldi,
Lake, and Palmer."
Well, you know what? He says his name is Scott Thompson, but I don't. I don't know. But anyway, he says, "I go to Shepherd University in Eastern West Virginia. I just wanted to say that I love the show. It's great, and maybe I'll send you guys lunch sometime. But on to more important things. The big game is this week, and I can't wait to see Tom Brady and the gang play. I believe that the game will be close, although I would love a blowout. Pats win by 10, and Wes Welker is the MVP with 2 touchdowns and 125 yards catching. P.S., what do you guys think? we will do with our first round pick.
We'll get to that a different day.
I will say, though, I looked over the props, and my number one prop for the game is Wes Welker over 7 receptions. That's what I like.
I think that's a pretty good one.
I think he's going to catch a lot of passes because I believe the Giants will try to take Moss out like these other teams have. I don't think they'll be as successful.
You mean they're not going to go with their theory that they used last time? When
let
they
him run down the sidelines uncovered?
Let's take the underneath stuff from Welker away and let Moss run free down the sideline?
You know, the only thing that I think hurts that prop is the development of Lawrence Maroney, that they can now do what they did to close out the AFC title game. Remember the old days? That drive for 9 minutes would have been Welker, 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 Welker.
See,
now
I think Welker is going to be involved early, though.
No, I know, but I think if
you
Maroney
get five in the first half, you're set.
I think if Maroney had still been the early season running game, then that would be an absolute lock.
Yeah.
Now, maybe then the number would have been higher to get over for the prop.
But I also think that...
I think that number's a little low.
I
put
the house on it.
But I would say that if...
How do you work those props? Can you do as much as you...
No, they have a cap.
So you can only do like 500
At an online casino, I think it's 500. In Vegas, I think it's 1,000.
And how does that work? How does the... Like, what do you win?
If you bet 1,000, you win 1,000. If you lose, you lose 1,100. It's 10 to 11 with the VIG. But I think
damn big gets you every
time. My head's spinning with all this gambling talk.
No, but I think if Welker has that kind of game, Tom Brady's your MVP. I mean, if he throws for so and so number of yards and three touchdowns, they're going to give the MVP to Brady.
No question.
That's what they do.
Yeah, well, Branch was in that situation twice.
Right.
Once Brady got it, and once Branch got it.
Right.
There's no question that Brady deserved it the first time.
Yeah.
364 yards against Carolina.
Well, no, the first time he got it in against the Rams.
No. I'm talking about when there was a big, huge offensive day.
Right. Oh,
with,
right.
Branch had double-digit catches
both times.
The Carolina and
the Eagles.
Philadelphia Super Bowls.
Yep.
The first time Brady got it, and I think rightly so. The second time it went to Branch, and I also think I agree with that decision as well.
Sounds like Randy Moss angling for it a little bit. He mentioned today, he talked about wanting to get on this big stage. He says you look back, some of the great receivers who established themselves with huge performances on this stage, even some Super Bowl MVPs, and he wants to be a part of that.
I have to be honest with you. After hearing him talk today, I'm going to go back and look at some of his props because they asked who's the greatest receiver of all time, and he said Jerry Rice was.
Right.
And then he went on. I couldn't write it all down quick enough, but he went on to talk about the records that he set this year, and he said he believes if you look at that, he should be considered among...
He should be. I mean, he's
no doubt.
But I kind of like an athlete saying what he thinks. You know, they always hear the guy say, well, it's Jerry. If you think you are and you have the numbers to back it up like he does, then say it.
The only thing Rice, what was 83 to 2004?
The difference is...
I mean, that's a long period. Moss, this is season 10. I mean, he's got a ways to go.
The difference is, I believe, is heart and desire, which Rice had from the day he stepped on the football field to the day he retired.
Right.
Moss, whatever you think about him, he had that lapse where he didn't quite have that heart and desire, and I think that hurts him in that
argument. And I don't think he'll have the work ethic that Rice had.
Have the longevity.
Rice was kept himself in such good shape for so long. I mean, he could probably still go out there and compete.
I would say that
catch 50 passes in this offense.
Yeah, I would say that out of all the sport arguments that you have, like Jordan and who's the best, the most decisive one is when you say who's the best receiver of all time.
No question.
And virtually everybody says Jerry Rice.
Yeah,
except Randy Moss.
Let's see. The next person is Emmanuel. He says Eric stinks. Congrats,
well said.
Congrats, Eric, on the new baby. I hope you and Jamie Lynn Spears raise her well. One more serious note, Eric, you stink.
Now, there's a guy who had nothing to write. He had nothing to say. He just wrote in to tell us that Eric stinks.
God bless him.
I know experience, dude.
P.J. Neal in Slidell.
One quick,
on
the
who are these people?
Eric stinks note.
Yeah.
He's a terrible driver. Terrible.
Really?
Couldn't be a worse person to follow in this world.
Is that right?
Terrible.
All over the place?
The door, by the way.
All over the place?
Well, no. He drives like you.
Like
50.
You.
Then he pulls in behind the slowest vehicle. Then all of a sudden, he's got to get somewhere, and he just rips it over and forgets that somebody's following him.
You know what happened on the way back? He's in the slow lane. We're following this guy going about 22 miles an hour. So I say, what exit are we getting off? He said, the one for 51 South. I said, it's 3 miles away. I said, you can't pass this
guy? He does that all the time. He gets in that right lane like 10 miles early for the exit. Terrible driver. And he's got one of those gay EricScalavino.com hats on today.
Oh, no.
He brought it to Media Day just because he's hoping somebody took a picture of him and it gets out there and all of a sudden he sells one of those $50,000 paintings.
Pompous jerk. I was thinking of doing for him was setting him up with a chair and an easel and have him paint pictures of people for money.
He'd still be there and there wouldn't be anything on the picture. Kelly Pickler, I wouldn't mind that painting.
All right, P.J. Neal in Slidell, Louisiana.
Did you see how little and not little?
But I don't think she was the best looking, best one there.
No, the TV Azteca girl.
Oh, she was on somebody's shoulders for the Giants. She was all over the place.
Wow,
not the first time.
P.J. says now that I live in Louisiana, I grew up in Framingham. The neighbors who do love to get together have gotten used to our fairly frequent Super Bowl party. Here is the schedule all time central. 7 to 9 a.m., 3 games to glory 1. 9 to 11, 3 games to glory 2. 11 to 12, the best of Boston Red Sox, 04 to 07. 12 to 1:30 p.m., we list the reasons why Tom Brady is better than Peyton Manning. I have to put a time limit on that, much to do before kickoff. 1:30 to 2, the number 12 jersey is removed from its protective case to much fanfare and admiration. 2 to 4:30, 3 games to glory 3. 4:30 to 4:50, eat. Only 20 minutes for eating?
That's not going
to
work.
Your priorities are all out of whack.
10 minutes, 4:50 to kick off. Neighbors are out. They are Saints fans and don't know what to do at a Super Bowl involving your team. 5 p.m., watch the Pats march into history. So that's PJ's Super Bowl schedule.
5 p.m.?
Central time.
Oh, okay.
Right. Let's see. Next email comes from, who's this now?
I don't know. You're the one reading it.
His name is Idlebutt. Okay.
Who are these people?
Never heard of
have
any.
The right email.
We have all these new emailers for Super Bowl.
Oh, this is the big show's. No. He says, I stumbled upon your show a couple of weeks before the end of the regular season, and it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Hilarious, irreverent, interesting.
Yep.
I actually learned things listening to you guys,
and
you're entertaining as hell. Great chemistry, no egos. I love it. Well
Paul's here. When Paul leaves for the big show, then there's no egos.
I'm from Newton, Mass, but I work in New York.
Did you notice he couldn't get that whole thing out without laughing at himself first?
I know.
But I'm the one with the ego.
Pretty funny. Are you really going to the big show?
Am I going where?
To the big show?
Why are we whispering?
Because you're having an aside.
Again.
Okay.
On the radio.
I'm from Newton, Mass, but I work in New York City, and man, the only thing worse than the sudden onslaught of Giants fans are the papers. I haven't gone near a radio or TV since the conference championships. I used to really enjoy the sports radio here in ESPN, but it's been about 12 years since that stuff turned into turd. After all the talk, I took a look at your MySpace page, and I'm never going back. Besides being 37 years old and therefore having no business trawling around MySpace, I was going to suggest you guys auction off a sit-in on one of your lunch shows, but then I saw those pictures. Sweet Jesus, my eyes. I can't think of anyone I hate enough, except for LT, that I would wish such a thing on. Wow, he's really killing us here.
But with a loving tone. And
right, but no offense.
Right. Yeah, anyway, a couple questions and a comment. Any chance you guys can extend your archive of past shows beyond 12-18? I'd love to hear the unfolding of the season via you guys. Also, will you be broadcasting during the off season, or am I totally screwed here?
So we should put together a best of CD compilation.
We should do a DVD of the season.
Yeah,
you think?
Okay.
We will be broadcasting during the off season.
Gary will be right on that.
Yeah. During the off season,
he's too busy to do the show, but he's been standing here watching us for a half hour.
Every Tuesday and Thursday during the off season, we will have a show leading right up to the draft.
To the draft, and then from the draft, we'll decide what the schedule. Yeah, will be.
Wait, why are our
we'll
shows?
See how many lunches we've received, and if we have a lot, we'll keep doing it.
Why are our, you can't go back and get anyone you want, any show?
I don't know. He might have him somewhere. You know.
Ferreira's
aren't
fault.
You the director of new media?
No, this is
the answer. I don't know. No, what I was looking
only,
for.
They must only go
here's,
back a
here's
month
the
and
answer.
An hour or so.
No, this is a 2-hour show.
Isn't there a certain amount
it,
of room?
It takes up exactly. It takes up a lot of storage space. So what we do is we knock off, you know, a certain week.
What about on iTunes? How far do they go? Same thing.
They only do like 20 episodes at a time or something like that.
Are we in syndication?
You lying your ass off.
Well, am I going to get residuals or whatever those are called?
We're way over 100 shows. Isn't that the magic number?
He'll see.
We've also done over 100 TV shows if you put together the different networks we've been on.
Probably.
We should go into syndication with that.
None of them are any good, but we've done them. Idle Butt.
Nights won't be either, so don't worry. We might be drinking before we go on.
I'll leave on a movie note. Heard you guys talking about the new Batman movie. While I personally think Dead Guy's Joker looks like Beetlejuice, I can see how this would be an upgrade to several of the prior films, which I'm guessing only your closeted friend enjoyed because of Batman's nipple rings.
I know from experience.
So he's talking about Eric?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I love when Minnie gets
Yes, he's talking
that.
About Eric.
The voice, the head turn.
He needs some rest. Yeah, he's all out of whack. Get him a cigar and a top shelf margarita.
Your mom goes to college.
Nick is in San. We haven't heard from Nick in San Diego in a while.
I've never heard of Nick in San Diego.
Yeah, Nick's.
Is this Nick Hardwick?
I remember Nick.
No, Nick Blaisdell.
How do you know this guy's name?
Because I know.
Okay,
I know
good
from
answer.
Experience, dude.
He says, with all those clouds in Arizona, how is Eric going to get a tan to attract the ladies? Hey, baby, you ever had your portrait painted?
Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
I would love to hear your thoughts about some things around the league. What does Mel Kiper do all year? His first mock draft has Vernon Golston from OSU going number 6 to the Jets. He has nothing to do all year. Why does he only look at the top team's players until March? Mel is the Patriots taking a cornerback I've never heard of from Kansas, Aqib Talib, who sounds okay. What do you think?
Well, both those guys are going in the top 15, so I don't know what he's saying about, I mean, expected to go in the top 15 right now. So Kiper spends all year getting the information.
Right, studying tape, talking to coaches, scouts, everyone.
Yeah. It's like he described himself once as Santa Claus. It's kind of all year he's building the toys.
For one weekend.
And then one weekend out of the year he presents it all.
Now the one issue is he does not put underclassmen in. He doesn't project them until they have declared to officially enter the draft. He does not put them in his mix, and that's why a guy like Golston would come in late.
Right, and as Mike Mayock would tell you, Kiper doesn't watch nearly as much film as he does. Kiper watches stuff and kind of takes what people. He's kind of gotten to that next level where he does radio shows, where he does a lot of different things. And he
when
has
I
a
talk
staff.
To him, I have to call his assistant.
Right, but he'll call you back. Unlike Mike Mayock, who's too busy watching film, as I'm sure he'll tell you, and he's not surprised by anybody or anything that's ever happened in the draft.
Except he was too much of a pansy to put Cedric Ellis number one on his list because everybody else doesn't have him there.
Mike Mayock told me all about Joe Flacco.
Now he
Even
went.
Though I've been telling you guys about this.
He visited the
one
school.
Of those dork Atlantic 10 guys that I've been trumpeting.
But he visited the school, Paul. So he's not surprised.
Oh, I
know who Mike Mayock is. He's Andy Hart. He falls in love with guys, and then he just sticks with them to the end. Because some guy said Joe Flacco's a good guy, and
remember how in love he was with Brickashaw Ferguson. That's all. Every show he would mention.
Yeah, he can't play,
and he's a bust.
Yeah, and he's a colossal bust.
I'm looking for guys that get it right.
Well, you know, you can't
I think
all.
Andy.
Oh, Tom, very important. Trent Dilfer.
He has an unbelievable.
Jeez. No, I just thought of.
I thought Tom Brady just walked
by. No. Well, Tom might be able to put this together, Paul. Trent Dilfer was talking to Vic Carucci and somebody else, and Paul and I were standing there eavesdropping. And Trent Dilfer said if he had gone to Penn State, he'd go number one overall. There's not many people who can do what he can do.
If he had gone to Penn State.
Matt Ryan.
I was thinking
that was
quarterback.
That's what we came up with.
Because, you know, Trent Dilfer, you'd talk to him about quarterbacks.
Right.
And he even made it like a – he can do things that not many people can do, that I could never
but
do.
But they're talking about Matt Ryan going number one overall, so what
that's
the problem.
That's why I didn't know for sure. And then I was like –
he goes Colt Brennan, and we're like
– I was like, you know, could he possibly have been talking about Colt Brennan? But he's been so disappointing in this since his bowl game bust.
What about Joe Flacco?
No, I'm trying to think of the quarterbacks they've been saying that are on the rise.
I like
here.
Joe Flacco as much as anyone.
Well, we should call Vic and find out.
Well, Paul was supposed to ask him.
I figure at some point.
But then I went on the Kelly Pickler hunt. Paul followed.
I will ask Vic when I see him. But he was still talking to him, and we didn't want to interrupt.
And, you know, we were eavesdropping.
Plus, you were chasing Kelly Pickler around.
Well, I was definitely chasing. I had to hurdle some bleachers.
Plus, this was when the security guys were yelling, "Media, leave the field now." Guy was like Darth Vader. It was this huge.
Well, Brady ran long. Brady did like 10 extra minutes or something.
Belichick did too.
There's somebody that Dilfer loves. I have to try to think. He just kept talking about it during the Senior Bowl.
Well, while you're listening, Nick also wants to know, Jim Fossil, is he a retread bum or a guy who didn't get a real shot in New York? What do you think?
I think he's more the former.
Okay.
I think there's a reason why no one's given him a job. You know, all these guys generally get at least two shots. And he didn't do it. He wasn't a terrible disaster with the Giants. He got the team to the Super Bowl one year. And, you know, I mean, kind of a tumultuous tenure there, but there has to be a reason that he hasn't gotten a second opportunity. I have to think that he didn't do a great job, and football people know and understand that.
Let me put it this way. Dave Campo was fired by Jacksonville. He was their secondary coach, obviously, because their secondary stunk. He was unemployed for about 20 minutes, and Jerry Jones called him to come to Dallas to be their secondary coach. Now, a guy that bad is unemployed for 20 minutes and keeps getting jobs. Fossil, like Paul said, nobody would hire him except his best friend, who then fired him. So that can't be good.
But I even think with Campo, like, he was an unmitigated disaster with Dallas. No one's given him a second shot to run a show.
Right.
You know, he can be an assistant and bounce around the league.
I think Fossil's one of those guys that's hard to work with. You know, I think.
Okay.
You know, he's one of those guys.
Is Greg Williams one of those guys?
I don't know.
That's an interesting way he
not
gets
a big Greg Williams fan.
I think Greg Williams is the biggest Greg Williams fan, and I think that's what paved the path out of Washington for him.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you my Jim Fossil story with the Dells?
Yep.
Okay. We'll go on then.
Brian, you know we didn't. We just hate your stories.
Tom's great every time, yes.
Brian in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I wasn't really listening on Friday, but did anyone catch Vrabel going off on Felger? He was completely pissed and had no tolerance for Felgie. He basically called him out, saying that he's one of those media members who wants his team to fail. Jake Steele, I know you'd love this, so if anybody has a recording, send it to the show, since I can't find it on ESPN podcast of his stupid show. If you get one, I'd love to get a copy as well.
Show's not stupid.
I can tell you on PatsFans.com, there was a thread about that I read. I don't know if they have the audio clip, but they definitely had one of the posters
did a transcript of it.
Yeah. So you can at least read.
It didn't really make a lot of sense.
No, but I can tell you, though, that might have been different. The fans might hate Felger, and you can hate him all you want. Mike Vrabel doesn't hate Felger. He loves Felger.
He busts his chops.
Right. And it's kind of hard when you read Vrabel to understand.
He's
kind of weird.
And the other thing, too, is that I thought was funny. You know, Vrabel, like they brought up Greg Dickerson, who is a local guy with Comcast SportsNet, who is known
Kirsch of Celtics.
He absolutely loves the teams he covers. He loves to interact with the players. He's a Celtics sideline reporter, very, very close to all the players. He's one, which is fine. I like Greg a lot personally, but that's the way he chooses to do it. And Mike Vrabel says, "Yeah, I do that. I do Greg's show. I do that with him because he wants us to win. He's rooting for us, and some of these other guys they don't care. You know what happens, Mike? That's not anybody's job. We're just kind of not in the. We're not supposed to be rooting against you, for you, or indifferent. Quote unquote supposed to. Obviously, we all have our biases and whatnot. But
especially those of us that collect paychecks from the Patriots.
Right. I mean, we deal with that all the time. People call us homers all the time, especially Fred, because he's a homer and all.
It's true,
but. I just thought that was a little bit over. I thought that criticism of Felger from Vrabel was a little over the line. I don't really think that's Mike's job.
And I think people would be surprised. Felger does want this team to win.
Right.
It's good for business.
Yeah, he likes to
especially
find,
since he only knows football.
Yeah, we all want them. He likes to find
the bottom line for us. The more they win, the better it is for us.
Right. And his show is a certain thing. He's got the show where he tries to find flaws in the team and kind of bring them out. And that's his thing. But it doesn't mean he wants the team to lose.
And he's done that because the other radio station in town is the other. So he thinks there's a market for the other end of the spectrum opposite Homer Center.
But apparently he's wrong.
You also have to, prior to when he.
Fledgling.
But you also have to remember about Felger, prior to when he went into radio. He was looked at as a Patriots homer.
He was.
He was looked at.
It was even before that, too, though.
Yeah. He had the inside. He got along with Bill Belichick.
He was the Mike Reese before there was Mike Reese.
And he kind of transformed himself, when he
Some people blame it with hanging out with Borges.
When he saw the money, I say.
Well, maybe.
That's true, too.
Maybe. Or maybe he just didn't want to hear it anymore
He got kind of shunned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The media, though, you guys are crazy calling each other homers and all that stuff. It's just so ridiculous.
You're not part of the media?
Not really, no. I mean, I don't go out writing stories. I'm not a journalist.
What about the Kirsch Chronicles?
Exactly.
You know those little witty comments you make on the blog? What about those?
You spent the whole week ripping me.
I'm an unabashed Patriots lover.
No, but Fred, you can be a homer, but don't you agree that for a reporter, even like say I was covering the Cowboys.
And you're right.
I shouldn't be rooting for the Cowboys through my writing.
But in Boston, I don't know if it's the same in other towns, a guy says, Tom Brady's a good quarterback and everybody else is Mahomes. Oh, you're a homer. No. It's just unbelievable.
No, I think well, I think a homer is,
no,
is what
Paul, a lot
no,
of that.
I think
that.
A homer is what Paul when Paul's on EEI saying that you can move the ball on the Patriots defense and people are saying, "What?" Like the 85 Bears. Bears. That to me is a homer. When
I
you can't see that
say the defense was good.
Yeah, when you can't see that you can throw the ball on Ellis Hobbs, that's what you call a homer. Not saying that Tom Brady is good.
Defense hasn't given up a touchdown in the red zone since Paul said they weren't very good, right?
I know.
Good call, Paul.
But he never
that's
said that
game.
They
way to lay it out there.
But in defense of Paul, he never said that.
Thank you, Fred.
He never said they weren't good.
They don't win with defense. They did in the Charger game.
The people who are saying that they're really good are comparing them against this year's other defenses. And there aren't a lot of good defenses in the league this year.
Right.
You know? So it's unfair that what they did to Paul.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
To be completely honest with you, I did too. It was a very enjoyable 4 hours. It was
especially
it was
the guy who called him a Kraft suck up with a bad comb
with a bad
over.
Comb over.
That was my favorite.
See, that's where I can't win on this show.
Right, right.
I
You're
get,
negative.
I get called negative on that show. I get called a homer.
Shannon writes in, Bootgate
Shut
this,
up.
Randy Moss is the greatest receiver that, Media Day this, the 19-0 book that, blah, blah, blah. Listen. You are going to get your fair share of questions regarding the Patriots, the Giants, and everything else the Super Bowl has to offer. But I'm a selfish bastard. I'm having a Super Bowl party and wanted some ideas from you guys. I'll have the standard chili, wings, etc. But what is your favorite food appetizer to have at a Super Bowl party? Hopefully you'll give me a good idea, you four crusty, grimy lips. Something. I don't know. P.S. Who the hell is buying you guys lunch this week? And do you guys pay ring if the Pats win? Answers.
Oh wait, no. And I have to ask you this, Fred, on the air. I have to ask you on the air. My father is starting to change allegiances. His Giants are tugging at his heartstring. So he's laying it on the line. He wants me to ask you: am I going to get a ring? Because if I get a ring, he's rooting for the Patriots. If I don't, he's saying, screw them. He's rooting for the Giants.
Tell him to root for the Giants.
That's what I said.
I don't think so. No.
Okay, so my father is now back on the Giants. All right.
Wow.
But
sobering. Not even an I don't know. Not even an I don't know.
That's all right.
No chance.
Now the whole family's rooting for the
based
Giants.
On history, you know.
I thought based on the fact that the Red Sox give them to any Tom, Dick, and Harry who happened to say the word Red Sox, that maybe we had a shot.
You never know.
There is competition among
those. What I used to do back in the glory days when America's team was in the Super Bowl.
They are.
The
Saints?
I used to get a big antipasta with a lot of meat. I used to get about 6 pizzas and 12 cases of beer. And then you just eat and drink. So I like to go the pizza route. I think people
pizza's
try to get
good.
Too fancy with all
I think
stuff.
It's simple.
Pizza has to be a staple.
Wings,
yeah.
Chips, nachos,
right.
The normal
that type
stuff.
Of stuff the, is perfect.
If,
it's,
if you need a recipe for it,
yeah.
You need
with
a recipe
dips,
or
if
you need to no, it's you don't need to go it's the easy stuff.
That's
keep it
kinda,
simple.
Don't you agreement. Think that's kind of a trend though now?
Yeah,
people are getting
Fred's Super Bowl party I'm sure has like sushi.
Yeah, people are getting too trendy.
It's good to bring in entertainment if you know what I mean.
Oh, really?
Isn't the game the entertainment?
Well, before the game.
You have strippers?
So you have strippers in your living room at like 4 in the afternoon?
Sure.
Just out of curiosity, what did you think about
you
that?
You just clean the carpets the next day.
Forget what I blogged about cleaning it up in the closet over here.
Jeez.
Oh. He used to like big salads. Now he likes plain breasts.
Tony from St. Cloud, Florida. Love the blog. I'm finally able to hear you guys live in real time. I have a question since I have not had an opportunity to catch up on your broadcast. Did the Patriots ever fill the roster spot left open by putting Mel Mitchell on IR?
No.
By the time I will be sending you another lunch after the Super Bowl once you go weekly. So
I'm still
great.
Going with Bam Childers will be put on the active roster for the game. That's my
and
prediction.
And I'm still going with that won't happen until Saturday.
For the team photo?
Well, I'm just
great photo story.
All of those guys will be in the team photo anyway. Even the practice squad guys, IR, everybody. But I don't think they make a move until they're done practicing.
Question for you: since you mentioned the injured guys, Paul,
yeah,
all the injured Patriots were there on media day.
That's correct.
Are you required to be there?
I believe so. But I think they also like to be there with their cameras.
Now
you notice how many of them had like cameras.
Yes,
and,
but my question is: Jeremy Shockey was not there at the Giants Media Day. Now, word is he's been texting people from Florida.
Yep.
He hasn't even been in New York.
Yep.
So
yeah, I read that.
this to me, that's kind of interesting. Here, your team made this. And then someone asked Antonio Pierce, is the team different without Tiki Barber, who is no longer there, and Jeremy Shockey, who's still his teammate? And he said, well, we're in the Super Bowl. We didn't make the Super Bowl the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he's fallen out of favor a little bit.
We've heard that. Yeah.
He's matured and realized it. Maybe he doesn't want to, you know, upset the apple cart.
We've heard that Coughlin's a different guy, that Eli Manning's a different guy with Shockey not around.
I'm not positive, to answer your direct question, Tom. I'm not sure that they have to be there. But now this is, what, four times, Andy? Everybody's always been there. Like, injured guys, practice
guys. I've wondered if he even came with the team.
Well, you want to be
there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's probably not even here.
I don't think he's here.
Oh, no, I don't think he is. According to the stories that I've been reading, he's been in Florida.
That's
not here.
It is.
I think it is odd.
I mean, J.J. Stokes was here when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl in Houston, and he wasn't playing.
Was he not on the roster anymore?
I don't think so. Yeah.
He pulls out random names.
Yeah, where does he come up with him?
That must have lasted about 5 minutes, because I don't even remember J.J. Stokes being on this team.
He had a nice catch in Indianapolis.
Yeah, he did. He played about half a season.
Why does Fred suddenly remember what J.J. Stokes did in his career here?
You know what game it was?
It's like a flash.
It was the goal line stand.
It was the goal line stand, you're right.
But Fred doesn't remember current players'
names. Because I don't think you can.
Yeah, so what Maroney did last game, he's not sure if he ran for 100 yards.
Scripper is listening, by the way, now, and he says that Dilfer loved John David Booty.
That's the guy.
But he went to USC.
Right.
That doesn't
make
any sense.
Right.
That couldn't be the guy he was talking about.
No, Strippers is right, because when I was sitting here thinking, I thought of John David Booty, and then it didn't make sense. So.
No. I mean, I have no doubt that Strippers is right, that he
that's
loved
the guy.
That's the guy.
That's
but that can't be the guy
about.
That we've heard him talking about.
I mean,
that's the guy I was talking about, though, the guy he loves.
I mean, if anything, going to Penn State as a quarterback would have hurt your draft stock over USC.
I would think. You know, but
that's not the guy.
But more importantly, Strippers, they need that information that you emailed
last
week.
No,
send the info.
He'll get it.
All right. Kevin from St. Mary's, Georgia, just tuned in, so I'm not sure what I missed already. I just read Eric's most recent blog entry, and he brings up some rumor that has gotten a lot of the Giants' attention. Tom, he said that you would write more later, but can you talk about what the rumor is? I don't know.
I think it's the book.
And it's not a rumor, is it? I mean,
no, it's fast.
It's a story.
Eric, what are you doing in there?
You're allowed to talk about it. It's out there now.
Right.
Yeah,
Eric, are you listening?
Well, that's what I'm writing about. So if that's not it, I don't really.
And it's not a rumor.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
We don't want to be teasing things on the blog.
Right.
Let's blog what we know.
No, you should have just put. He's got quotes from it. He could have put them right up.
Yeah. Al Fecto is writing in from the Middle East. Hey, Al, how you doing?
Hey, Al, good luck.
I'm really liking the Pats in this game. It's like all the pressure's off. Jacksonville game will prove to have been the toughest game, though San Diego would have been a bigger challenge if they had everybody. At this point, does it really matter that the Pats have been undefeated? Would the Pats approach this game any differently had they finished the regular season at 14-2 or 11-5? Of course the answer is no. In other words, the Super Bowl is the Sunday, and the undefeated season is really only the cherry on top.
Well, they don't have more pressure on them because they're undefeated. They have more pressure on them because they're a two-touchdown favorite. I mean, they're the better team. They're supposed to win. So I think when you come in here as the underdog, I think that gives you a little bit of an advantage. I mean, both teams have pressure on them, but if the Giants lose, they just go home and
they were
lost.
Supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody could say the Giants have more pressure on them than the Patriots.
No.
Now, obviously, they both want to win the Super Bowl. I mean, the Super Bowl is the ultimate thing. I mean, how many times we've heard from how many different people this week, this is the ultimate game in our sport. We're here, you know, in the biggest event that our sport has to offer. So everybody has pressure. But you can't make the argument that the Giants are playing under the same amount of pressure as the Patriots.
Yeah, the only reason the Giants would have pressure is just from inexperience and being nervous about being in a big game.
Now, the Patriots are better, so that might not show. It might. I mean, the Giants could come out, like you said, Fred, without that experience and play tight and make mistakes and just get overwhelmed, whereas that's very unlikely to happen with the Patriots. But that doesn't change going in. The Patriots have much more to lose.
And you can't do that when Dallas was nervous when they played the Bills, and they got down early in that first Super Bowl, but they were so much better. By the time they got ready to play, they just blew the doors off. Now the Giants, they can't afford to do that, because if they go down 10-0, 14-0, you can put it in the books. It's all over.
You know, I on NFL Network, they've been replaying the Giants in the Patriots Super Bowls of old.
Yeah,
and yesterday they played the Giants Broncos one. I forgot that the Giants outplayed them in the first
half. The Broncos
yeah.
should have had a three touchdown
oh, yeah.
in the
exactly.
first half of that game.
They were on the first and goal at the one, and they didn't even get a field goal.
That's one when you talk
to Carlos missed two field goals from inside 35 yards. They should have had touchdowns that they had to settle for those field goals in the first place.
Yeah.
When you talk to my father and he tells you that Parcells is a bad coach, that's one of the games he points to.
Scott from Washington, how does Tom feel today about today's news that Dave Campo was returning to Dallas as an assistant coach?
Time to get the plug pulled.
Tom, how do you feel?
I'm not very happy about it.
Wait a minute. You can't just walk away.
Yes, he can. He can do whatever he wants.
That was Jonathan Kraft, by the way.
You're now giving orders around here? I didn't know that.
How does Tom feel? What do you feel about Dave Campo coming back to the Cowboys?
I don't care. They're never going to win anything as long as Jerry Jones is running the ship. They're going to be the Oakland Raiders. 25 years from now, people are going to say, hey, remember when the Cowboys used to win Super Bowls? I know Cowboy fans don't want to hear it, but I've been saying it for the last 5 years. They'll go at least 25 years without winning a Super Bowl. And let's be honest, I'm 11 years in, so I'm not that far off.
Because, and you might not see the 25th.
As long as Jerry Jones wants to be in charge of everything and not give it over to football people, they're not going to win. They just won't win.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Who's this? Michael. No, TG.
Who's this?
TG back here in the land of bandwagon Giants fans. He says, Fred, it's pretty obvious from the blog entries by Tom and Andy that if you want to guarantee a Patriot win, just get Tom and Andy a room at the Giants Hotel. Between Tom snoring and Andy's bowels, you should be able to affect the Giants game preparation. They say that no one remembers who lost the Super Bowl, only who won. If the Giants win, what is the bigger story? The Patriots loss or the Giants win?
Patriot loss.
Patriots loss by far.
Yeah. I absolutely agree, and I think that would be an interesting dynamic.
Yeah. It'll be on lists. You know all those shows now that like NFL Network and Fox has like lists of worst chokes?
Right.
It'll be on.
I think TG's right, though, because I think that nobody does remember, think this will be the exception.
Right. But let's put it this way. If the Giants win, I'm going to have an exceptionally easy time talking to people in that locker room because so many people are going to be in the Patriots locker room asking what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
We've got to talk about that.
Could the Patriots be the first Super Bowl loser that people will remember? Yeah, that would be the case.
I think TG's
I mean, the Colts are sort of in the conversation, right, with the Jets, that upset.
Yeah.
Those kinds of upsets, Colts. You talk about the upset, so you automatically talk about the team
that choked. But that story was Joe Namath.
Right.
You know.
But you still know the Colts because otherwise I wouldn't know that it was the Colts.
Oh, sure.
Team
sure.
That's really...
I mean,
choked.
It's not literally forgotten. I mean, you can remember all the Super Bowls. I mean, you can say, you remember the Falcons went to the Super Bowl. I mean, you remember, but not really.
What about Buffalo against the Giants?
Yeah, the Buffalo
I'm trying to think extended of huge upsets. That was a pretty big upset because they were
a big upset.
They were over a touchdown favorite in that game.
But the Rams.
I don't think of them more for that upset, though, just for losing four in a row.
And the kick.
But they're right. I think this would be the first time where you almost remember the loser more than you remember the winner.
TG also wants more hot chick picks on the blog.
Well, that's all we got. Well, I don't know if that's
I don't
true.
Know how much more of those
that's
we
all have. We got with us in it with a goofy smile.
Well, Nick was there with, and you know, he got a picture of the girl in the wedding dress. So we'll get
we should
up
put
there.
That up there then.
She's not that hot.
No.
No?
No.
She's, you know.
She's okay.
That's some assets. Strengths, weaknesses.
Okay.
She was hot when she was way up the walkway.
She had a good first step.
Yep. Then she got closer.
Lacked endurance.
Yeah, she couldn't close.
Nice body.
Again, he whispers like...
Face could... face needs some body work.
Okay.
Face needs some body work. body needs some face work?
Let's see. Lawrence, he says he's a first-time emailer from Kildare,
it's
Ireland.
All new emailers.
He's 17.
He's drunk.
He's been a Pats fan since he was 9.
He's drunk.
Perhaps he hasn't experienced too many bad seasons. He's been listening to the show since September.
He's drunk.
Like what you guys do, my question is this. With all this talk now of how great Eli Manning's playing, has anyone thought that perhaps in a game of this magnitude, he'll just break under the pressure?
Yes.
He's human after all, and the pressure of a Super Bowl is far more elevated than that of any other playoff game. After all, I believe that this is the same Eli Manning that went 21 of 49 and threw four picks against the Vikings earlier this season. I expect Junior and Vrabel to get a few licks on him early. Thanks, guys. I see Eric peeking in behind the curtain. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Fred.
What's the rumor you're talking about?
Eric, come over here. People are accusing you of teasing people on your blog about a rumor.
What's wrong with the tease?
What's the rumor?
What's the rumor?
Tom doesn't know the rumor.
The thing we were asking all the players about,
the
Tom.
Book?
It's not a rumor.
Not a rumor.
That's not a rumor. That's out there.
It's actual and factual.
From experience, dude.
I'd cross promote a little bit.
You can, if you want to put a couple of comments that you got up there, you can.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to take steal the thunder from your story either. So
there's not going to be much thunder.
All right. Well,
the only thunder will be in Andy's bathroom.
Apparently, you haven't read Tom much.
Eric, this is your first Super Bowl impression so far.
Yeah. So far, things are running pretty smoothly.
Media day. Eric gets interviewed.
Steve Burton.
I got to ask you, first Super Bowl impressions.
I have no complaints, Fred. I got to say, we've been taking care of
it. I didn't ask you if you had complaints. I just want your impressions.
My impressions are things are running smoothly.
Heck yes.
No complaints, Mr. Kraft.
This place is
no
phenomenal.
Everyone's complaining.
Nope.
No.
Fred did his job.
That's good.
We don't have enough good things to say about Fred.
Yeah, Fred needs a raise.
Yes.
As do I.
Have you seen these press conferences, all those video feeds, all of them right on the web?
Unprecedented stuff.
That's awesome.
Where else can you get that other than Fred's website? He gets it done.
Sweet.
He does, and he's been doing it for a long time. But he fights for the PFW staff, too. You guys were all going to be triple bunked at the local Motel 6. And Fred stepped in.
Yeah, so, Fred's always sticking up for us.
He's the best boss in the world.
That was good. Did you all enjoy Media Day today?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun.
Were you all down there?
A lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
You should check out the PFW blog and see our picture with Kelly Pickler.
Who's Kelly?
Yeah, I was going to say, Kelly Pickler doesn't know who she is.
She's a former American Idol contestant who used her winnings to enhance her body some, let's say.
Your father had quite a crowd around him, Jonathan, for the entire hour.
That's good. He and I, I think he was a few minutes late getting there, and they went up and took his position, I guess. But we saw Miss Nevada walking.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
She was attractive, too.
How about TV Azteca? Did you check out TV Azteca?
I missed TV Azteca, but Miss Nevada
they did disappoint.
Was there. Miss Nevada was there front and center, and she was asking where you were, Kirsch.
Well, I emailed her before, but while you're here...
She meeting you at the motel?
No, seriously, though, while you're here, I just want to ask you one question. You remember 96, going to your first Super Bowl. This is your fourth now. How is it different? I remember we were down with a handful of people down there. And now, I mean, this is it's a massive operation that you've got going on. You know,
you're part of the
compare 96 to 2008.
96 is a distant blur, and I think what made 96 so difficult was the issues going on with Coach Parcells at the time. So aside from the fact that it was our first experience and it was a small team of people, and we definitely didn't know what we were doing, The Parcells situation, really, we were spending all of our time focused on that. And so that's my only recollection of that Super Bowl, that and Desmond Howard and not much else. But I think since then since 2001, I think even since 2001 to now, there's a big step function in terms of our staff and organization. And after we came back from that Super Bowl, I think you were part of the team, but four key people sat down and we put a manual together and a notebook and some software that we created in-house so that when we were fortunate enough to come back to the Super Bowl, we would be in a position to really have a jump start in all the administration and organization that goes along with it. Everything related to what the football team needs to succeed, to what you have to do to get their families down here and organized, and little things that you don't think about, but like getting from the family hotels to the stadium and getting them their party tickets and then back after the game and getting our staff down, the people that aren't down here with a working function, and then taking care of sponsors. And the list goes on, and it starts with what the football team needs to succeed. And we put a notebook together that's probably 3 or 4 inches thick, and then it's been refined after 2003 and the 2004 seasons. And so this time, we came down here, and after we beat the Chargers, it was sort of like everyone stayed at work that night. The people that run the different departments, the switch flicked on, and we've been lucky enough to be a little bit, I think, ahead of the curve. Long answer.
No, I think it's fascinating. Well, thank you very much, and good luck this
thank
week.
Thank you, and hey, to everybody, sorry I grabbed the mic back from you. This is Fred's high-budget operation. We can afford a few more mics, but... But the one thing I'd say is I know that the PFW in progress and just all of Patriots.com radio and everything going on in the web, which you and your team deserve a lot of credit for, Jana and everybody else that works on this. But we appreciate it. Without the people all over the world now who listen and read and watch, it wouldn't be worth putting out the content for. So thank you to all of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Jonathan Kraft. See, this is what's great about Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You get people walking by. You get celebrities, VIPs.
Yep. That's
good stuff.
Your fat face is all red.
And you guys are in a lot of
trouble. This is your fourth. this is your fourth Super Bowl.
All that crap you're throwing out. You're in big trouble.
I couldn't agree with
what?
Jonathan
we said
more.
You're a great boss. We're praising you.
I couldn't agree with Jonathan Moore, by the way, about his recollections in 96 with Parcells and all that stuff. They really got there in a wing and a Bledsoe prayer. That was it.
Oh,
it was all true.
He was just waiting for that one.
I couldn't agree with
that. So
that
was a real big... I mean, I obviously remember the story,
it
but
dominated.
I
Jonathan just said they spent most of their time dealing with that issue.
In-house, it was a much bigger deal
than we
even know about.
I felt bad for Mr. Kraft and Jonathan because that really bothered them the whole week.
Right.
That's all they read about. That's all they heard about was, is he coming back?
And more so, he just said that's all they thought about. That's what they worked on was that issue. And that's too bad to reach the height and then have it be overshadowed by...
It takes a very large and selfish man to ruin a Super Bowl.
Well, fortunately, they were able
Paul?
To get back. That was really uncalled.
Is that why Parcells punted down 14 with 5 minutes to go in the game?
You got that right. His mind was
There's
in New
Tom
York.
There's Tom Casale, the ex... X in quotes, gambling. Well, I pushed that game, but, you know, a backup would have been nice.
Freddie, wait a minute, though. Let's get back to one other issue Jonathan said. You were part of a three- or four-man team
that
put together the operations manual for going to the Super Bowl.
I sat in, but that was more guys like Jim Nolan and Jim Hausman. Who did that?
People who
Mark
didn't
Briggs.
Miss one of the Super Bowls along the way. You know?
Yeah, that was the only thing you should be red-faced about.
Your fourth Super Bowl.
Fred.
Your fourth Super Bowl. This is the fifth Super Bowl.
You're right.
You know, I've been talking to you about writing a book and stuff. I think I figured I'm going to write a book about you. Here's a guy who comes in. He's lived all over the world. He starts a newspaper for the crafts. He's running restaurants. He's putting together manuals.
Yep. Forrest Gump.
He's putting five press conferences.
No help from him turns to gold.
Just a small part in all of it.
You're doing a fine job, Fred.
I just kind of do what is asked of me. That's all.
But how about Jonathan throwing a shout out to our listeners and thanking them?
But that is great, and that's the reason why we do this.
That's right. That and lunch.
I mean, if you guys, if our listeners hadn't shown the support and. The growth that we've had, I mean, it wouldn't be worth doing, but it is worth doing because of them. But I will say something to all those young people out there just starting off in the workplace. You know, too many people, they come out of college or wherever, and they think that in 5 years they're going to be
right for
president.
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Or...
Just do whatever your boss wants you to do within reason. But
if it involves under the desk, stop.
I mean, but I'm just saying, there's too many people that think they're going to be a superstar from day one in their workplace. Just work hard and show that you really want to, you know, please your boss, and you'll go places.
Just turn into a commencement speech.
It's true, though. There's too many people that come out of college now, and they think that, you know, for whatever reason, they're going to be a vice president after 1 week.
Fred, I know we talked.
The American Way by Fred Kirsch.
We did talk about this in my interview because I was a guy who went back to college later, and I saw some of the younger people. And a lot of those people think they're going to graduate and work at ESPN or Sports Illustrated right out of college, and it doesn't work that way. You do have to work your way up the ladder.
And then when it doesn't happen right away,
at the bottom at age 33.
They get bitter. And
they think they picked the wrong profession.
Right, exactly.
And they try. You know.
You know, every level that you go up in whatever profession that you're in, the competition may get more competitive, but it's less. You're competing against less and less people each rung that you go up. So think about it that way rather than I have to work harder. I'm competing against less now.
The only way you're going to move up without working hard is by sending you an email. And luckily I found you.
All right.
You guys don't know what you're talking about.
And by the way, voice from Foxborough, Dan. When Jonathan Kraft comes on, you play circus music? What's that all about?
You couldn't even hear it.
Yeah, but we could, and the listeners could. Are you mocking the owner?
You're saying media.
You are. What's your last name? I'm going to tell him. What is your last name?
Minnie Gary.
Dan Minnie Gary?
Minnie first name, Gary last name.
All right, web radio.
Your internship's almost over.
Let's see. Alex from Munich, Germany is writing in. He says, I'm real confident that the Pats will hold the Vince Lombardi trophy for the fourth time. He knows more than I do. One reason is that the Pats are 6-0 in the playoffs with a bye week, and the Pats played great after a bye week this season, Buffalo and Jacksonville. And another reason is that they're the Pats. So how confident are you guys about the game? And did you know that Mike Carey was the official that all Pats versus Giants games this season, preseason, and week 17? Oh, yes. I forgot that he was.
He was. I was watching the game over.
Just so Alex knows, the Patriots are undefeated this season after you had a ham sandwich for lunch. I mean, anything you want to throw out there, they're undefeated.
I have another reason. Belichick.
Right.
That's my reason.
There's a lot of different numbers out there for the Patriots since Belichick and Brady have ascended. They're all pretty good.
All right, we have
What is Eric doing?
Just hanging.
He's reading over Fred's shoulder.
Got nothing to do?
Make sure he doesn't misspell anything.
Idiot!
Transcribing stuff, so I just figured I'd come in and see what you guys are up to.
Okay.
Okay, I have to read Jason and Chiba's email because he's actually listening live for one of the first times because of the time difference here. He got up at 6 in the morning.
Good morning. Why?
God only knows. But he says, well, I made the effort to get up at 6 a.m. to listen to you live for the first time in 4 months. You guys are big time. Reporting from the Super Bowl, access to the locker rooms, getting the inside scoop, and you're talking about Tom's sleep apnea? I've got a friend who's got it, and our trips to Montreal, we've all got to come up with solutions. So for Andy's sake, Jason's sleep apnea solution. So here we go.
I like how he makes fun of it.
And then he feeds into it. One.
Doesn't click off. He sends in an email.
Crack open a window. It's like a typhoon. The change in pressure can blow out windows. Huh? Two, of course, separate beds are a key. Oh, you should have tried that. Why were you
separate beds? Why didn't you guys think of that?
But if you can, busting out bike shocks for the bottom of your bed to cushion yourself against the continuous miniature earthquake going on in the room can make a big difference. Three, any soundproof chambers you happen to have lying around will help, but I prefer going out and getting smashed. Really, just a little too much booze plus a lousy yet expensive lap dance. I've also had success gambling. Four, if all else fails, buy some earplugs and suck it up, you talking balloon.
You're pretty strong there.
You started it? Jeez, Fred, thanks for bringing the four-year-old to the show. The hell you aren't a media member. Buy a mirror, you Bill Walshing, tequila-stealing, bad-driving leader of the best show on radio anywhere. It's Jason from Chiba, Japan. Jason, thank you for getting up early.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
And he got rewarded with an exclusive interview.
That's
Patriots.
Right.
Exclusive.
Whatever he is, Jonathan Kraft.
That's right.
What is his title? Vice chairman?
He's president.
President.
Jeez.
From that CNBC show.
How many Super Bowls we've been to.
From the CNBC show I watch, I would say the guy who does a lot of the work.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Having the vision for this team, clever. I mean, when it comes anything aspect of the organization, he's involved in.
I don't think he's there anymore, so you can stop sucking.
No, I'm serious. He's the idea guy.
Well, I guess Robert Kraft is along for the ride, according to
everything.
You know what? Fred, yeah. What do you have to say?
I'm telling you, if you knew how much his father leans on Jonathan, he does. Jonathan,
Fred, can I ask you?
He's a visionary.
Can I ask you a serious question? Is that more because he's getting older, or is it?
No, he's just brilliant. In 97, he was on a treadmill at 11 o'clock. My phone rings and says, we need to have video on the web. I didn't know what he was talking about. He said, go find out how to do it.
Director of new media.
No, I didn't.
What he was talking about.
I wasn't back
video.
Then.
Oh, you weren't?
I was. In 97, I didn't have I didn't know much about it. He just said, we got to have this. And so he said, go find out how to do it.
Everything that we do on the web was basically his.
No, yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
You know, we were first to have video, first to have audio, first to have the radio network, first to have a website. I mean, everything, it was all Jonathan.
It was all Jonathan. Yeah, yeah.
We're always first.
Nick
not necessarily the best. No.
Well, when you're the first, you don't always have to be.
It's the way it's presented. It's whatever Chris Ferreira is doing is the only negative.
Yeah, Fred, what's the deal with the splash page?
Still can't get a smile off his face.
The splash page, people are now realizing the purpose of the splash page. You know, look, the way I explained it to somebody on PatsFans.com.
You went on there and explained
it? Yeah, I did. Well, I had Chris explain it. But,
oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
So they don't know anything more now than when he started.
No, they're more confused.
Yes. I mean, a lot of people say, why do you have the splash page? It makes me click an extra. Look, we're in a business, okay? We've got a very busy homepage. There's no way that we can promote every little thing that's important to us, you know?
Certainly not this
show. So the splash page gives us an opportunity to, one, draw people's attention to content that we want them to go to, and also promotions. I mean, we are a business after all, okay?
Indeed.
Would you rather have that one extra click or have a big thing on the homepage taking up content space? So, it makes sense when you have so much going on like we do. Yeah, well, it's a pain in the ass. I know it's you have to do the extra click, but, you know, it's good for us to do that, and it's not that much of an inconvenience.
Is there really a three-click rule that everything's supposed to be within three clicks?
Well, that there is a rule about that, and also there's another rule that every time you make a user click one extra click, you get, like, you lose 50% of your impressions as well. You might think that you're getting more impressions, but at the end of the day, they get you know, tired of doing it, mm-hmm. I guess. So
diminishing returns?
Yeah, so there is a down, you know, like for example, Boston.com. You read one little story by Mike Reese, and they split it up into five pages.
I hate it.
The reason why they're doing that is to increase their impressions and to serve more ads, because they're getting pennies every time another ad comes up.
But how many people do what I do and click
I'm
on
not
that
clicking
and,
on.
And stop reading it?
A lot of people do, and the studies show they lose half their audience every time there's another click. So there's an upside and a downside to it. And, you know, it's still, when you think about it, the first public websites were like 95. You know, so we're only still talking like 13 years of something being.
It's kind of amazing when you look at it like that.
And
so
true,
people are
now,
still learning.
Now everybody thinks, you know, it's kind of like the salary cap. Everybody thinks they have the way to do it now.
Right.
Well, it's only been around for, you know,
right.
less than 20 years.
Think about
years.
TV after 13 years, you know?
Paul, talk about it.
But think about like Belichick talks about the salary cap, and now everybody's like, well, this is the way to do the salary cap. Everybody thought they had the way
right.
to do the salary cap.
Until it wasn't the way.
We'll backload these deals
right.
and we'll do this. You know, the people that first started doing the salary cap, they didn't know what they were doing. If we do it like this, we can give them small base salaries, backload the deals with large signing bonuses, prorate them, and then
right.
you know, people realized that's just like a credit card.
Then there was a belief that you had to do it that way
and
then stink for a year.
Belichick.
No, who did it the wrong way?
Oh, Dallas.
Well, it was everybody.
No, I'll tell you now, the Patriots did it the wrong way, too.
And I remember Jerry Reese.
It worked for him.
Floyd Reese talked about that's how you have to do it. You have to be good for a 3-4 year span.
Small windows.
And then you need to close that, deal with it for a year or two, and come back.
And Philadelphia and Indianapolis and New England, first and foremost, have shown the rest of the league you don't have to have a small window.
Not surprisingly.
You can be good for a long period of time if you do it like this.
A bunch of Super Bowls of late.
Right.
Stefan from Minneapolis, Minnesota, I just want to congratulate you on a terrific season of PFW in Progress. Your show has single-handedly gotten me through the work days. Great job. I was lucky enough to get one of the Super Bowl trip packages offered by the Patriots. Wow, you got a lot of money. And we'll be
I was going to say, you didn't. It was no luck. It was cash.
And we'll be
straight cash, homie. Or check or credit card, too.
And we'll be headed down to Arizona on Thursday morning. I was curious if any of you guys were going to be present at the Patriot pregame functions during the week. It would be cool to meet the people who keep me away from my work on a daily basis. looking forward to the festivities.
It's obviously working for you.
Can't wait to get out of the sub-zeros of Minnesota. I don't know what that means. To a more comfortable locale. That must be a special way of saying Minnesota.
Paul, you'll be there, right?
For?
To meet with him and greet with him and talk to him.
I don't know any of these parties.
Be there. I don't know. You'll be there. You'll take care of it. You're going to handle that for us.
No.
We talked about that earlier.
What are we talking about?
No, you'll be there. You're the most noticeable. They know you the most. So
where are you talking about?
Wherever this guy's going to be.
I'm not going to be there.
He'll be there.
I'll be at the, I assume you will be too, when those people come in.
We have the welcome party.
A welcome party.
Right.
I'm not
is that what he's talking
pre-game.
About? Because he said he bought a package.
Yeah, he'll probably be there.
He might be there.
So
but
yeah,
but he's talking about pregame events and stuff.
Well, he said during the week.
Not on game day.
Any of those.
No, he said during the week.
I think he's talking about the welcome party.
I'm not going to be at any of those.
On game day.
That's during the week, that Thursday thing.
That's one thing. He's talking about pregame events during the course of the week. I'm not going to
I think
be
that's what
those.
He means. I think he means Thursday.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, Thursday I think I will be at. And you will be too.
Right.
You guys won't
I don't know. We'll no one there. Tells us anything.
Well, unless we're not supposed to be.
We probably won't be invited.
Here we go.
Thanks, Paul. You gave us an opportunity there.
Woe is me.
Unbelievable.
You've been to three of these so far, right? Four. Have you ever not gone to one?
I've only been to three.
Only by choice.
All right.
No, I vote.
In Houston, we didn't go because we went to the
Treasures?
HM party.
Oh, the pickle party?
Right.
Sausage fest.
Sausage fest.
That was terrible. Terrible.
And we don't mean
figures you two would find the sausage fest.
FHM, Tom. What are the odds? FHM party.
We thought there'd be hot girls with big boobs running around.
Yeah, but after they took the trash out, meaning people like you, did they bring in the hot girls?
Yeah. Not especially, though. I mean,
we did see
some.
Antonio Gonzalez and Anthony. No, not Anthony. Who's Antonio Gonzalez?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Let's move on.
All right. Nick in Birmingham. Mike, hey, guys. The picture with Kelly Pickler is awesome and should go on MySpace. I've been a long-time listener, and I look forward to your show every day. I have never been able to email because I work in the time that your show is on. I like what you all bring to the show, and I would just like to say Andy Hart is great.
Thanks.
Because the first time he mentioned 16-0 was after the Carolina Panthers game in preseason.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Someone say it. Someone say
this
it.
This guy's an astute listener.
He gets mad at me every time I say it, so someone else say it. Shortly after
who was that?
He said that they had a better chance of going, too.
Right, he did.
What I would
you
say
contradicted
is this.
Yourself so many
no,
times this season.
No,
you,
I didn't.
You are just a
you guys,
walking
you
don't contradiction. Listen.
You guys realize that now that Kelly Pickler photo is on the internet, that it could wind up anywhere.
I don't care.
That's
I'm comfortable
right.
with it.
Okay.
The two of you.
I fell in love with Kelly Pickler that day.
I have no problem.
I'm in love with
ever,
a Pickler.
Have you ever heard her talk?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a moron.
I heard her talk today.
See, again, you guys, I don't understand this phenomenon. When I lust after a woman, I don't think about sitting down
but
and playing chess and having a conversation.
No, but I lose attraction for them if they're really stupid.
Oh, I don't.
I just, there's plenty of other women you can.
I'm glad.
Apparently, a lot of women just lost attraction to you.
I'm glad intelligence is really high on your list.
There's a lot of women's.
Hey, there's a lot of stupid women out there I could get to go to bed with me.
I'm not so sure about that anymore.
I gotta tell you, I take a pounding.
Stripper.
Are we making the security guards laugh behind the curtain?
Stripper sends us a YouTube of Kelly Pickler, and he says she's retarded. So
she
we'll,
might be. But
we'll have
she's
to
hot.
Watch that later.
Strippers, what are you doing? Send in the important email.
I don't really think she's as hot as you think.
She's got the other email. I'm not going to read it on the air,
Tom. Okay. You because you watched it too,
right?
Just the difference between then and now is astounding.
Oh yeah, it is
absolutely astounding. That's all. That's
it's definitely astounding.
And I caught her. She was.
You're talking about?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. We wrote about it. We she was like making no bones about why she was there.
Arms she folded, was making bones, all right.
Arms folded, hanging over like the bike fence in like Asante Samuel's direction, and you know there was no secrets here. This is why I'm here, and this is what I'm doing.
Right. That's why they were. That's why I have no.
Well, she has no talent.
Tonight Show, I think it was.
She does.
Well, for this,
yeah,
you know, they got what they wanted. They sent out a girl with big boobs, American Idol.
Well, she's
they get
done that
attention.
Before for them.
And while I'm
she has done that. For
and
them
while
for
I'm at the
before.
Front of the fence trying to ask Brandon Jacobs a question, and can't get through. She just walks up and okay,
you better
you
believe
next.
It, buddy boy.
Okay,
it's because you're not smart as the woman's.
the woman's.
Quijo from College Station.
Do any Fred. Regular listeners listen during?
Yeah,
Super Bowl
is this
week?
Just because we're on at a different time and people are listening to us who can't?
I got some more. Don't worry.
No, we're not mad. It's we're good.
I'm not mad. It's great that
but
we have.
They're all
new emails.
Well, I've asked our regular emailers to step aside.
No. Who's this Quijo?
Quijo from College Station. He's emailed before.
A&M.
He says, I have a question for you guys. What does it mean if someone says a quarterback is tipping? I overheard a coach from the Chargers bench telling his guys about some pattern Brady uses when he's passing. It appears they had Brady figured out. At least I know they set him up for the first interception of the AFC Championship game. I hope Brady knows about this. It's on NFL.com under films. What do you guys think, and what can Brady do about this? Check this out if you don't know what I'm saying. Well, tipping is when he's tipping off where he's going to pass.
Yes, yeah. Like tipping your pitches in baseball.
And we had another listener earlier last week talk about that. I guess the Charger coach was saying that he looks immediately where he wants to go, and then he'll end up coming back, and that's where he goes back.
Then looks off, then comes back.
What if he looks off and another guy's wide open? Doesn't he throw
I'm
there?
Guessing he'd throw to him.
I just think the guy threw 50 touchdown passes and almost 5,000 yards. It's right. It can't be that easy
he's
to figure out.
He's been good for 7 years. This one guy didn't break the code that is Tom Brady.
I mean, and Brady's not perfect, so I'm sure he does a little of that.
Yeah.
But there's no way that he's doing it to the extent that people have figured it out, right. And he's throwing 50 touchdowns.
Right. Well, they always said about Bledsoe, he's an excellent tipper. Now I know what they were talking about.
At two, Fred. I thought I had one guy. I thought I had one guy in my corner, Fred.
At two, Freddy.
Matt from Quincy. Is this one you remember?
We know
right?
him. Yes.
Okay.
He's been on the blog all week.
I wondered what your take on Andre Tippett's Hall of Fame prospects was. Paul, as a baseball guy, do you see the parallels between Tippett's candidacy and Jim Rice's in baseball?
Yeah, I actually think there's a good correlation there. I think Tippett's going to get in, however, and I also think Rice will get in because for the same reason, the people that vote and they know a lot about these things tell me that no one has ever gotten this close and not eventually gotten in. Mm. So once you get to this point, I think you've kind of reached the threshold that you need to get to, and it's a matter of time. But I do think there's a correlation because there were guys that dominated for maybe not necessarily a long period of time, but really, really were dominant players in their era. And I think that's what a Hall of Famer should
right.
be.
And their numbers meant more compared to their era than compared to now, where sacks have gone through the roof, where home runs have gone through the roof.
Yeah, that's why I just hate when people like say something like, well, look at John Stallworth's number. It's different.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
Well, I have a feeling he's going to get in, but, you know,
You're worried.
This is Saturday on the NFL Network?
Yes, 2:30 or 2?
They won't have that at our hotel. What? The NFL Network, probably.
They might.
Oh, they might.
They
if
might.
It's like a Super Bowl hotel,
oh, okay.
They might make them pump it in.
I'd like to watch that.
Well, you can come here. You'll be here. You'll be working, right? Well,
Saturday?
Saturday.
No, we got Saturday off.
One time to kind of recharge.
You guys declared Saturday a day off?
Fred go, no, we got Saturday.
Fred's on that. Oh, you guys got Saturday off now?
Well, we figured you'd taking the week off.
Anyway, Matt goes into this kind of the same thing, but also, you know, the whole thing about Lawrence Taylor being the dominant linebacker of that era in – you know, everyone else kind of being in his shadow.
Sure. And many people believing that Tippett wasn't far behind.
Right.
And if you're that close to the best ever, then you got to be a Hall of Famer.
And I also think that the fact that he, and I don't pretend to know everything about these game plans and systems and stuff, but the fact that he played the strong side and didn't necessarily just go after the passer. That's, I mean, LT was more than just a pass rusher. He was a dominant, you know, once-in-a-lifetime player. But Tippett was in that mold where he played the run, he dropped in coverage, he went after the passer, he could do everything, and he did it from the tight end side. That's much more difficult, I think. And I just from people that you listen to that talk about this stuff, that's where I think he's going to get the push from. And
plus,
Derek Thomas is a guy that he gets compared to all the time, and I can't find any football people that tell me Derek Thomas was anywhere near Andre.
And I was just going to say, Paul, one of the
Fred.
Oh, God.
That's worse than we try to get the Brokeback Mountain guy.
He's a snitch. I was just going to say, Paul, I think LT gets a bad rap, too, because people compare Thomas to him, where I don't think he was even close to LT.
Right.
Let's just get Thomas right off the ballot, I say.
Well, I think Tippett should challenge Taylor to a fight, because he would beat him with the black belt.
Well, Vince McMahon wanted to set it up.
No, Taylor would go crazy, and Tippett would just be...
I'm not saying Tip wouldn't win, but... You'd have to kill Lawrence Taylor to take him, probably.
He's like a 7th-degree black belt.
I understand that.
He has to be registered when he goes into a state as a lethal weapon.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Should I stop taunting him?
Yes. No, he's the best. I think we're all biased because he walks around.
Him.
We love his stories. He's the funniest guy to sit down and tell a story, so we're biased. But I also think he deserves to be a Hall of Famer.
Plus, he could be walking around, too. You never know.
Right. Fred, it's time to start pushing Tip like a Heisman Trophy candidate. It's great to see him doing the media thing out in Phoenix. Get out the vote. Tip it in 08. That, coupled with a win, Super Bowl 42, would truly make this a perfect season.
Yeah, does that have any bearing? The fact that the Patriots are here in the Super Bowl and it's the day before, does that in any way affect the vote?
I think it does.
It can't hurt.
You think it helps?
Yeah.
Think it hurts?
Some people think that...
Some
people I've talked to think that some guys that are voting might be like...
Enough of the Patriots?
Exactly.
But that's not... He wasn't part of these Patriots.
Yeah. I think it helps.
Now the guy who was hurt because he wasn't in the spotlight in New England is hurt because the spotlight's on New England?
Right.
Are you telling me?
You can't win.
I mean,
they'll find all new ways to disrespect.
If that comes out as the reason, then he needs
us
to just go ballistic and start punching, kicking, taking people out.
Fred is saying that they disrespect us, so damn it, they just will find a way to disrespect us.
No matter what, they'll find a way. They'll find a
That's
way.
Unright. That's not right if he gets screwed that way.
I think
that's unfair.
I agree. Renee writes in, okay, so do you think Randy Moss will have an easier time getting the ball to the goal line, or will Maroney continue to finally be a great contributor? It seems like it hasn't been both of them in one game.
I think Moss is going to have
right?
a good game.
A little tired.
A little tired. You kind of hit the wall there.
He's playing the role of Fred Kurtz.
I don't know.
And he fell asleep.
I don't know how he makes it past noon carting around that big head of his.
Our listeners have spoken, and you know that they think your head is just as big as mine.
No,
he's got a fat face.
We got
a big head. What's different?
What we need to do is like put a side by side comparison. What we, you know, with Photoshop, you can do it. We should have like one of those big air balloons and an Andy's head next to it.
Wait till the caricature comes out in the offseason.
Yeah, Eric's working on the caricature.
I agree with the fans. In a picture, Fred may look like he has the bigger head because he's got those
fat face
cheeks.
It's leading
the head though. The cranium part, you are a mile ahead of everybody. We could give any one of us could give him one of our hats, and it wouldn't come close to fit.
It'll sit on top like a yarmulke.
Here's the true test. We were standing in the group in media day in front of, I think it was Brady's podium or whatever, and Andy was like, all right, I'll see you guys in a few minutes. And he walks away, and Paul didn't hear him, and Tom and I are talking, and Paul turns around and goes, where the heck is Andy? Oh, there he is. And he spots him in a crowd of about 50 people standing in front of Brady's.
Head.
Like, oh, there's that head. I can see it.
That's not right, but true.
Kevin from St. Mary's, Georgia just woke up and says, Tom, what's the book about? It's the book that the Globe is thinking of putting out.
Boy,
wait a minute. He's in Georgia and he just woke up?
Hey, right now, we were talking about him, and in the flesh is Andre Tippett. Andre, how are you doing?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What are you up to? You're walking around.
He's checking his email.
checking his email. You know what he does very well? He always makes it look like he's busy.
Right. He's mastered it.
I've learned from a lot of people around here. I'm checking on things.
This is what we're proposing. We, you know, Lawrence Taylor, obviously great linebacker, but you need to fight him. We need to set up a fight
for
you.
Do a free fall.
Yeah, do him in, and then that's it. Then they will put you right into the Hall of Fame.
Could you take him?
Absolutely.
I'd give him a run for his money.
I think you'd kill him.
I'm a trained professional.
Now, you have to register in states when you go in there because you're a lethal weapon, right? Isn't that true?
That's a false. But we can add to it. Yes, I absolutely have to register. Let everyone know when I come into town. So, registered hands and black belt.
So what are you up to down here? What have you been doing?
Actually, yesterday I got an opportunity to go out and meet a lot of the media, and I did a ton of radio interviews.
Yes.
Cyrus and ESPN Radio. Man, I was on with a ton of people. Mike and Mike.
That's tough to remember.
Or Mike Felger.
Right?
Oh, you mean Mike Felger? Kevin Winter?
No.
Mike and the Mad Dog.
That was
pretty cool. They were very nice to me. They were kind to me.
So you're getting the Tippett name out there.
Absolutely.
Because that's the problem
absolutely.
We've noticed.
Yes.
Not enough people talk about Andre Tippett.
Well, you know, because I've never been that type of guy.
No, you're not. You're quiet. We got to push you to do that.
You know what? Pride goes out the window. You're trying to get in the Hall.
It has. And we have. We've been working on it hard. Got a lot of people working with me, you know, in the background, and it's been pretty good the last 2 days, and a lot of stuff that's going on, and well, we have 4 days before we're here.
Saturday.
Should be an exciting day.
What are you going to be doing
Saturday?
I haven't planned on anything yet, but...
Do you like to be alone, or do you like to be with family?
Last year I was alone. Everybody left me in the house by myself, and, you know... This is a little different this year, so we might go out as a family and maybe do breakfast and early or late breakfast or something, and sit around and wait to hear.
Yeah. Well,
bottom line, do you think you're hurt or helped potentially because the Patriots are here playing in the game on Sunday?
I keep hearing mixed reviews on that. You know, some of the people that don't like what the Patriots have created may be against us, and people that think that. You know, we always talk about the moon and the stars and the sun and everything lined up the right way, and this is one of those years where it is, and we hope that helps. So I think it's 50-50 right now. And
but
I
don't
think
you think
a
that's
guys,
a bunch of crap, Tip? I mean, who cares about this team? It's you as a player. Are you a Hall of Famer or aren't you? And if they think you are, they should put you in.
Well, yeah. Obviously, I think we've gotten to that point now. Last year, I was a finalist in the room, and then this year, I'm a finalist going into the room. So, obviously, the people believe that it should be that way. And you're right. You know, who cares about all these other things? But, you know, it's a political process. It's a long process. It's a tedious and you know, just have to play the game.
Yeah, Eric's got a question.
Tip, I know a lot of players talk about being anxious or get butterflies before a game. Did you feel butterflies? Did you feel anxious last year around this time? You know, as Thursday, Friday, Saturday approached, the hour approached when they were going to announce it, and do you feel that again this year?
I do, and it's probably going to be worse this year because I'm out here. You know, last year I was talking to Ron Borges and I said, dude, do I need to fly down? They said, no, you don't want to do that, you know, just wait to hear. And now it's like, well, I'm here because I'm part of the organization. It's like, can't hide now. So I'm going to be cool.
All right, well, good luck.
Yeah. You also mentioned before that you were a little – you know, uneasy with the having to go out and press the flesh and do all the interviews. But do you feel like you shouldn't have to do that?
No. You have to. I think everyone's done it. You know, you never know what the book is. There are a ton of guys that believe that the more that they see you, or if they see you last, you know, that might help. So
yeah.
I don't mind. I mean, I like the media guys. See, I love these guys here.
Well, you got our vote. We just don't have one,
unfortunately.
if we were in the room, Tip, you'd be in.
It'd be unanimous. Yeah.
I say you wait at the door when they're filing into the room, and you threaten every guy as he goes in. If I don't get in, I'm coming for you.
You got to use this martial arts stuff more to your favor.
I know.
You did all this training. You might as well use it. Enough of this passive crunch. Just get out there. You know, you're not a butterfly.
Sweep the leg.
You know, go out and kick some ass.
I know. Maybe I'll go get a bunch of black belts and retrain in front of the ring and just.
There you go.
Every time they peek out, they'll see us out there practicing. I'm like, holy cow, what is going on out there?
Fear, it works.
All right. Well, Andre, thanks for stopping in.
Good
luck,
Andre.
I know you got things to do. I'll see you tonight because you're going to be going to that thing.
Yeah.
You're going to be checking out the Arizona Fan Club tonight.
Absolutely.
All right.
The other guy says that thing. It's like, you know, did you move the thing? What thing?
Right.
Thing.
We
got to go back to the thing.
You bring the thing with
you?
You
know, the thing. Yeah. That thing. They're getting ready to move that thing because they're going to build some real estate there in that thing. So.
Right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Andre Tippett. All right. Thank you, Andre, for coming by. All right. So
our listeners are being rewarded today.
This is good stuff. We got Jonathan Kraft. We got Andre Tippett. You know, the only thing better would be if Eric's... Oh, he is here!
Yes.
Eric Scalavino's here. All right, good. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the
press
email
the
address.
Flash, you hear, Eric?
Yeah. Andy, you must have been biting your tongue.
Yes. I was thinking, we have a guest. Gary's giving the wrap-up sign. I'll just hold on
I looked
for a while.
Over at Andy, and he was just dying over
I was. It is, Eric.
Let's see. Brian writes in, hey, Fred and Paul... You guys don't count Apple.
Okay.
Then we want you. Brian from Westbrook here. Remember him, Kermit the Brian?
Kermit the Brian?
Yeah.
I do remember.
Long time no read. I'd say hi to Andy and Tom, but I don't know them yet. Keeping it short today, but I just wanted to say that this is great. Be well. You know, we've been doing
this
all
year. We've got another guest. Andrew McFadden of Operations doing a fine job setting everything up.
And these guys
live.
Yeah, did you find that box Pioli was looking for?
Why are you yelling?
Well, because he's in the room. I want him to hear me.
It was only the 2008 draft board, but that's all right.
If they blow that seventh pick, it's Andrew McFadden to blame.
Todd from Nova Scotia, thanks for the blog. It's a great way for us to get an inside look at the Super Bowl. I was watching Media Day on the NFL Network today when Mike Florio posted that the Boston Globe is selling the 19-0 book. Rich Eisen mentioned it, and Marshall Faulk was appalled that the Pats would do such a thing.
There's a shock.
He suggested that
Marshall Faulk of the budding dynasty that never was.
A dynasty is born tonight.
Right. Yeah. He suggested that the Giants put a copy of the book's cover on the dartboard in their locker room. They neglected to mention that the Giants are selling a Super Bowl book and that the Globe is owned by the New York Times, like Florio mentioned on his website. Well, that's inconvenient.
No, but it's a good Media Day thing. That's all it was.
Yes.
It was something you can ask guys at Media Day, so people like me who write for the Patriots website can get quirky little remarks and put them up there. It doesn't mean anything.
It's all part of the game. If the production.
Listen, you hate to sometimes Bill's sayings can be kind of repetitive, but the one thing that he's right about is the best team on Sunday will win.
Right.
If the Giants win on Sunday, it'll be because they deserved it and they played better.
That's it.
Or they're angry that there was a 19-0 book. Yeah.
But the New York Times aspect,
you're going to write about it later.
Doesn't have anything to do with it. You know, the fact that the Times owns the Globe doesn't have anything to do with that in this situation. The Globe is writing a book on the Patriots.
And it's one of those books they don't even write. All they do is publish the game story from every week.
Right.
Who reads
But they're making it sound
Who reads
like,
it the day of the game, never mind a year later?
But they're making it sound like the Times is forcing the Globe to do this to try to make it easier for the Giants, maybe to give them some sort of motivation.
Oh,
that's not,
God, no.
That's not what this is about.
If anything, they just want to make money.
It could be.
Right.
It could
it's
be.
It's a money.
It's always about money. Fred.
It's a money making. It's a money
talk. Yeah, but if you can hurt the team, you know, in New England at the same time, why not?
That would hurt you.
Yes.
That would hurt your company.
Right.
Because they're going to sell a lot more 19-0 books. Than
right.
Are,
no, 19-0 or
from the Giants
14-5 or whatever the Giants are going
to
be.
But
and
then they have
no
it either
cares.
Way. They get the Giants to win or
have it either way anyway.
But the 19-0 book would be a worldwide seller. Not only Giants fans care if the Giants win.
It's a conspiracy.
The book that talks about the Patriots choke will sell more than
him. Gary, are you making signals back there? Or do you have Tourette's? What's going on? What are you doing?
You keep doing We're not the most politically incorrect show in the business for nothing.
Now he's all mad.
I brought Tip over.
What other guests are we going to get the rest of the week?
That's good.
That's it?
Well, where
as Lawrence Maroney would say, you blew your load?
Oh, now, you know.
What? I quoted Lawrence Maroney.
Right.
So that makes it okay.
With respect to the
Cali
blowers.
Cali Girl's emailing in. She says, regarding the MySpace, if you go to search and select display name and search the name Patriots Football Weekly, you'll be able to find a page a lot easier. Don't type PFW. It doesn't exist. Okay. She also says, lastly, voices are deceiving. Fred looks like the big guy out of all you, not Paul. Maybe it's the picture, but sorry, man. Well, it's true. I am. We already knew what Paul looked like with 5 points with Perillo. So there you go.
Okay.
Andy and Tom are the best looking. How old is Andy? He looks the youngest.
He is.
Well,
he
I am.
Yeah. By a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah, by a lot. Not if you're comparing to Tom.
He's 5 years younger than Tom.
Well,
now, the age you guys claim I am or the age I actually am?
Oh, okay. So you're like 40?
No, I'm 29. They say I'm 34, so.
Oh, okay.
So does your birth certificate.
Eric with
do you
a
have a birth certificate or do you shred those in the whole
I've
change of your
count.
Name?
I've lost count. I can't even remember.
It'd be dead in
a I'm going with 35.
Eric with a K rhymes with hey. Well,
day.
You have a nice smile. Again, voices are deceiving. And I agree with Amy. Gary, you have the best voice. Can we get your picture, too?
Yeah, that'll take care of that.
Yep.
The sexy voice once you get the picture.
Can you get that?
Stay with the voice. You know when you know those
we'll effort that.
You know those 900 numbers where a lot of them are the fat women?
The fat women in Kansas
nice
making money.
You don't want to see what they look like. Trust me. You don't want to see what Gary looks like.
Brad Hughes from St. John, New
Although
Brunswick.
He landed a 21-year-old with that body.
That's true. He's
just saying.
He's playing above the rim there.
She was his intern, and she had to do what he told her to.
Hope you're enjoying.
That's neither here nor there.
Hope you're enjoying the warm rain. I'm dealing with freezing rain right now. This is Brad from Canada. Just wondering, do any teams have daily web radio broadcasts during the season? No. How about weekly? And when did thepatriots.com start up?
The Patriots.
Who wrote this? The Fred Kirsch.
You know. Here's an interesting factoid. There is actually an online Revolution radio show before there was a Patriots online radio show. That's true.
And still, the first listeners were
that's
for
true.
The Patriots radio
Are you
show.
Sure on that?
I know for a fact. Yeah.
Revolution
media.
I'm the guy that did it.
He's a director of media. Video. What's that?
Answer the question though. Is there any other teams that have a daily radio show?
I think the Eagles do.
I thought it was weekly for the Eagles.
It might be, but they have a show.
Remember, we did that. We like cross promoted last time.
Yeah. We and I think
was
the
that
Cowboys.
Before or after
might...
you were asked to leave the show.
I don't know.
Might have been the day after.
Yeah.
Apparently those rules don't exist anymore.
One of the funniest moments ever. I'm sitting at my desk listening to them, and all of a sudden I don't hear Andy's voice anymore. And I'm like, what happened? Because I wasn't listening to everything. I'm like, what happened? So I had to, like, rewind it to go back, and I hit the whole thing. And Fred goes, go. Just go.
Well. I was on NFL.com yesterday, and the answer to who will win. You did it again, Gary, with the hand. I don't. Are you motion? You just went like this. I don't know what you're doing. I thought you were going to me, like, do something.
You're making fun of my bald spot behind my back.
All right. I was on NFL.com yesterday, and the answer to. You can't do that. He can't.
I was on NFL.com yesterday, and the answer to who will win the Super Bowl was a 50-50 split. I couldn't believe it. The Pats are going to win. Losing is not an option. Tom and Andy, stop your bitching about your seats. At least you're in the stadium for free, says Bradley.
I don't want to be. I'd rather watch it on TV.
I'd rather see the game.
You're talking to the wrong person, buddy, because if it was up to me, I'd watch it on a television. That's how I like to watch football.
Without a job. Ridiculous that that many people want to pay. I've been reading stories about $10,000.
They should
tickets.
Be ashamed of themselves.
I just...
Stay home, get the pizzas, get the beer, have fun with your friends, watch it on
the
TV.
Commercials? I think it's a better watch at home.
Yeah, we don't. That's what Allison told me the other day. We're not going to see the commercials.
No. I should probably tell my wife to tape it.
Okay, we'll
Puppy Bowl?
We'll close out.
Watch that.
We'll close out with Sandeep in Herndon, Virginia, who says this new time sucks. Get back to the regular time. You do know we're in Arizona.
We don't control time zones.
Yeah. Can you just?
We're going to go on a Felgo rant now and say there should be no
get rid of time zones.
All right, all right. And Andy, your head looks no bigger than Paul's.
Thank
it's just
you.
That all the lard Paul is carrying around makes his head look relatively small. All right.
I like how Fred stuck that email in before we left.
One last and one more.
See, now you never come up with anything anywhere close to as clever as
that. All right. Well, that's going to be it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We'll be back again tomorrow at 2 o'clock Mountain Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll talk to you then.
A tremendous performance. The Patriots win the AFC Championship.
Your New England Patriots are AFC champions and are off to Arizona for Super Bowl 42. And you can join them when they play for their fourth Super Bowl championship just by shopping at the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com. That's right. Go to the Patriots Pro Shop or PatriotsProShop.com for your AFC Championship gear, and you can win a trip for two to the Super Bowl. You can get the same AFC Championship hat and t-shirt the players were wearing on the field. Check out the huge collection of AFC Champion merchandise with items like sweatshirts, ladies' tees, keychains, and many Pro Shop exclusive items that you won't find anywhere else. Can't make it to Foxborough? Log on to PatriotsProShop.com and gear up for the Super Bowl and get your Pats merchandise directly from the source. And remember, just for shopping at PatriotsProShop.com, you will be entered to win a trip for two to Super Bowl 42. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Sunday leading up to the Super Bowl.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agon.